Radio, and show tonight we have psychic readings by Steph. Steph is a metaphysical master. She's not really what you would call a psychic per se. It goes much, much further than that. She works with the orb. It's almost like a mystical experience that she has that comes about her when she does her readings. Hi, Steph. How you doing?
I'm doing fine, Mary. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. First of all, what I'd like to do is give everybody your site so that they can follow along on your site.
Okay.
It's steph7.net. That's STEPH number 7. .net, Steph7.net. And of course, this is BUFO Radio, BurlingtonNews.net. So, just kind of click on and follow along. And now, Steph, if you wanted to tell these guys a little bit about what you do before we get involved in too much. Okay?
Okay. Give me 1 second here, Mary. 1 second.
Sure.
I'm going to do something here. Maybe I can hear you better. One second.
Are you having a problem hearing me?
Yeah, just a little bit. Let me see. Is that better?
I'm hearing you fine.
Okay, you're hearing me fine.
I'm hearing you fine.
Okay.
What, did you get a new telephone or something?
Yeah, well, the other one wasn't plugged in, and so we had to plug in this other one. And I don't know if anyone can... You can hear me.
I can hear you perfect.
Oh, well, that's good. Well, I can hear you. You just sound a little far away, but...
Oh, okay. Well, I am a little far away.
Yeah, like
in more ways than you know. besides that, I'm scattered today. Very scattered.
I can vouch for being scattered today. But anyway, if you want me to explain what I do, or
sure, why don't you explain what you do?
Well, okay. I tune in to spirit. I allow myself to be in tune and illuminated with spirit. The Om is not you had just said it. It's a cosmic connection. We have a cosmic connection, and so what we do is we just travel to where we're going to go, and we do what we're going to do, and we talk to who we're going to talk to, those in spirit. Living or passed on, any of the masters that might be ascended masters. As you know, we talked to Helena Blavatsky last time.
Yes, we did.
And so we're not limited. I'm able to smell any smell possible in any dimension, and so just and look inside the body and travel inside the body and through the Om, and so these things are just constantly connected to the divine. It's like a divine connection, and it's all the time. It's 24 hours, 7 days a week. It never stops. So being in a constant state of readiness and preparedness, and spiritual healings happen from the Om, and cancer, all kinds of things. So I hope that it kind of that does explain, doesn't it?
Yeah. Right prior to the show, Steph sent the Om, and I had Dwayne take some pictures of me. And what we did is I did receive some unusual pictures, but I don't know. Okay, I wanted to show them to you first. I don't know for sure if it's caused from the Om or if I have this this other Laura sent me Laura Lee had sent me this necklace, and it had aurora. It was like a little vial with aurora light in it.
Wow.
And it was out, and I've worn it for several years as a protector around my neck.
Wow.
And I woke up this morning and it was gone.
Oh my God.
I went to bed with it, but this morning it was off my neck, and it was really tied, you know, like knotted.
Mm-hmm.
And you couldn't pull it off your head. So, but of course, You know, I don't know what happened to it. I quickly looked for it in the bed. I didn't see it. It may be there now, back now, but when I looked for it, I couldn't find it. But for some reason, it was gone. So anyhow, when Dwayne took the pictures, I noticed that around my neck, it was almost like turning like a violet shade, like almost like a birthmark. And then there was like an orb there. But I didn't know for sure if it was from your from you sending the orb and the om was concentrating on that area, or if it was like residue left over from the aurora light, you know.
Okay, well, I was sending the om at
well, that's exact. Well, yeah, and it showed up at that point of time.
Okay, Mary, if I tell you what I experienced, maybe it'll. First of all, you appeared in front of me. Like some kind of, like it was like a rushing wind, and then there you were. And when I was sending the om, I saw something I'd never seen before. I saw a huge star, you know, like a, was it 4 points of a star?
Uh-huh.
And like when you draw a star, I think is it 4 points or 6 points? 4 points. And I saw this huge, huge silver star. And then I could see star upon star upon star upon star upon star. So the stars appeared like a tunnel of stars. And then I could see these waves going out through those stars. And then, of course, your dog, Nico, he appeared. Just all these, you know, the things. And I could, like, smell the office and whatever. So I knew I was connecting with you. And I don't know if Nico was in the room at the time. But that's what happened, and I knew when I saw those stars, I knew there was a connection going on at that moment. And I ended up sending for like 3 minutes.
Okay. Well, then, what I'll do is I'll put those pictures up so everyone can see it, and then, send them to you so you can use them. But and of course, like we did it like just prior to the show, and
right.
I still had to get all the email out and all the IMs out to let everybody know that you were here. So,
good
you
grief.
Know, yeah, yeah. We okay. So, all right, and let's see.
So I'm thinking that probably was the home. I'm just thinking. And it's interesting, just before you called, I was looking at Autobiography of a Yogi, and they told me to turn to a certain page. And sure enough, I read about the time that his mother had an amulet, and it was given to her by the saints.
Uh-huh.
And guess what? It disappeared after 2 years.
Really?
And I'm reading this going, why am I, this amulet, why am I, and then you say this about
this yeah, because yeah, I had it, yeah, because I had it about 2 years. And it's just like I just feel, well, you know, I depended so much on it for my protection, and of course, naturally, I shouldn't. I should just depend on my own light for protection. But
right.
You know, it's just you know, you just get used to that. Well, it was my amulet, and you just get used to it, and. But anyhow, but that's exactly where the om went, is to the amulet area.
That's
you know.
Gotta be, that's no coincidence, Mary, that, you know, I mean, that would be, wasn't going to be the thing I was going to read, but there it was, and I was like, that was the first thing I read about how his mother gave him an amulet. This was Yogananda, Paramahansa Yogananda, and the amulet was aborted, you know, came through the ether, and when it was time for it to go, after 2 years, it disappeared.
Yeah. Well, and Laura Lee told me that this amulet will do that. You know, it will disappear into the ether.
Absolutely.
And then she says it will just come back to me again. You know, she says that she's noticed that with hers as well. You know, and it's just like, but
I think it can come back to you. I do. How interesting.
But I mean, you know, well, you know how it is. I even took a bath with it, so, you know, it was made out of like a silk cord, you know, the chain part of it, you know, the you know, where the amulet hung from, it was made out of a silk cord, right? And so,
yeah.
You know, and so tied very tightly. And, what happened was, somebody's saying that, we sound muffled, and I don't know why we sound muffled, because it looks like everything's going through. Sorry about that, but
do we sound muffled?
She says so, overmodulated. She says so. I'll work on this and see what I can do for you. But so anyhow, what I was saying is that I had tied it very tightly in a couple different knots. Then, of course, you know how things are when you get wet, because I'd always take a bath, you know, and
yeah.
with it on. And so, you know, so the more you get it wet with a knot, the tighter and tighter it gets. So, I mean,
yeah.
it's just impossible for you to just untie it. But
yes.
it was also impossible for it to come off my head, you know.
Yes.
you know, and it's like, where did it go? So, yeah, that must be what the Om was working on for some reason. Maybe the Om felt my distress or something over
maybe,
it. But
what did you say? Maybe the Om did what?
Felt my distress or something.
I'm sure I wouldn't doubt that at all, because it goes just where it's supposed to, does what it's supposed to do.
But it from, because I don't have the pictures up, let me explain. First of all, it just shows my neck getting brighter and brighter and brighter, scarlet
Ooh,
red.
Oh, I can't wait
you
to
know,
see
in
this.
Splotches.
Ooh.
And then there's like right in the chest area where the omelet hung is where you can see a white orb.
Wow. Well, you know, Mary, you never they know the Om could manifest that back through the ether too, so it could just show back up.
Yeah.
You never know.
Well, yeah, I'm hoping.
I'm hoping too.
Well, from what Laura Lee said, it probably will. So.
There's no way that could disappear unless some purpose, there's just no way, like you said, maybe Spirit's trying to say, okay, Mary, you got to rely on your own strength, rely on this, and not on an object.
Well, I'm wondering, though, at, you know, I think at one point in time you had said that I was almost to the point where I was ready to make another step forward in my ascension.
That's right.
And, you know, and then, when was it? Last week you had sent the Om to me.
Uh-huh.
And I was supposed to had photographed it, and I slept through it. And, but we found out that there was a darn good reason I did sleep through it.
Absolutely.
And that was because when, for listeners, when you're dealing with the dimensions, the higher dimensions, you aren't dealing with time as we know it. Past, present, and future are one and the same. But also, when you're in the higher dimension, there isn't even such a thing as time. So when somebody says, I'm going to send you something at 4:30, or whatever time it may be, and if you experience something even 12 hours earlier, okay, it can still, it's still, because of the fact that you're dealing in a dimension that has no time, whatever you did 12 hours prior, or even earlier, whatever, it makes no difference. So what happened was, Steph had sent me the Om at 4:30. She sent it. What time did you send it?
I think I sent it like at 4:30 your time, which would be 6:30.
4:30.
4:30 our time, which would be 6:30 your time.
Yeah, and at 4:30 that morning, okay.
Or 4:00.
Yeah, I had an elusive dream, but what took place was I woke up from it knowing exactly what I had experienced, and then I went like almost into a trance type state of being, and I started automatic writing and drawing, much like how Sophia does her psychic drawings, but anyhow, it was just like I was being downloaded with equations, downloaded with symbols, downloaded with names, stories, you know, and they just did not let up, and I just kept writing and writing and writing, and then I ended up like 5 pages worth of stuff before they finally finished downloading. And then at that point in time, I was so pumped, you know, my adrenaline was pumping so much, I could not get back to sleep, so I ended up coming to the center and moving tons of furniture around. You know, I just totally tore my center apart and took shelves down, put new shelves up, you name it, to the point where I almost dropped from exhaustion. Went back upstairs, went to sleep, and slept all the way through Steph's home. But the pictures were, I went into Paint, and based off my notes, the papers that I used, you know, to write down what they were downloading, I was able to put up all these symbols that was sent to me. And I'm sure what had happened, and also the message that they wanted me to give. And I'm sure that what had happened was, this was a result of the OM,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
But of course, like I said, different time, but that would make no difference because we were dealing with a project that was taking place in another dimension where there is no time.
I agree with that. I agree.
So what I'm going to do is after the show, I don't know, if Steph wants to talk about what happened, then what I'll do is I'll put up those pictures, and if not, well, if anybody's interested, they can contact me on it. But amazing symbols was sent to me. Did you get anything off of it or anything?
I know that you, if you think about it, it has to do a lot with, I think it's like a channeling. You channeled. I think you received like a channeling from one of your guides, and it has. If you remember, it talks about the gateway.
Uh-huh.
It talks about mixing of blood. It talks about all these things that seem to have something to do with what you're currently writing.
Yeah.
The ancient things that happen on the earth.
Yeah.
If you think about it.
Yeah.
And when I saw that, I was like, oh, she's just, they're giving him, it's like they were giving you information to either back up what you're writing in the book or to give you even more information. Kind of like a parallel look at the Bible, so to speak. Things that are like the mystery uncovered, you know, things that are revealed. Things that are, you take the mystery away, you take the encoding away. And when I saw it, I thought this had everything to do with what you're writing, with your co-writer?
With Mark Amarupinko.
Yeah.
You
didn't
know.
You think that at all?
I didn't know. This one here I kind of left open. I thought that, you know, because it was kind of your experiment, so I thought, well, you know, before I turn around and come up with any conclusions on anything, you know, I'll put the pictures all together, you know, and then send them to you and see what you thought. But some things though that I've never read, I've never come across. You know, it almost seemed from what I had picked up that this universe was actually created like as a scientific experiment.
Yeah, you were talking about the scientists going to the portal.
Yeah.
And that kind of thing.
There was something happening at that point of time because I actually felt like I was inside one because I felt the emotion, the desperation, and everything. And it almost seemed like they were aboard some ship or in some moving type of a lab or something, and they were in the back part of it. But they were going into some area that was extremely dangerous. Maybe possibly the planet was going to be destroyed.
Uh-huh.
Something there was destruction ahead, and I could feel it. And everyone was prepared for it, but there was a certain group of scientists that just felt that no. And they what they did is they went back to where this there was some sort of a when they created this universe. There was some sort of a a connection from where they were down to this Earth project, and there was like a portal that was that hooked the two together,
mm-hmm.
and they jumped through to save themselves or whatever, and they jumped through, and at that point in time, it was like I almost felt that time began, a different time began here on Earth. It kicked in something, whatever Earth was up until that point in time was no longer. It changed, you know, and something to do with time or something. No, this was past, like back to the Garden of Eden almost type of a time. I picked up, there was some sort of a project of seeding Earth with they were creating various races of using DNA of other races in other galaxies in order to create a certain hybrid being. And then when these guys went through that portal, you know, there was other things done, and which caused, I don't know, something somewhere at that point in time, everything was changed. There was, and the mess started.
That makes sense. I understand that.
And of course, this was all given to me when you set the ohm.
You know, it's interesting. Part of the thing, it says, you notice that, Mary, had you heard this before? It says E-L, and then you have below it, you write angel.
Yeah. Well,
did you know that?
Well, this was all things that was being downloaded.
Okay, but did you know that that meant E-L is actually of the L, which is the high vibration, which is the angel? I don't know if you knew this or not. The reason I say that is because when I talked to Wes Bateman, he had... I think I told you that he was trying to explain to me what the ohm was. And he said that the E-L, he said it comes from the L's, it's the angels and all this. But I told my dad, and of course my dad said, no, the ohm, the yogis would disagree, the ohm is even higher than the angels. Not meaning just in a superior way, but just a higher vibration than even that. But it's interesting that you had the E-L in there, and that caught me immediately. I was like, oh my gosh. Okay, so that tells me that probably, more than likely, it probably could have not just been a guide, but even your angel that was downloading you with what the, like an infusion of information that you would normally get on the other side if you were passed on. Why did I say that? Okay, there I go.
Well, and then, but you notice though, I went L, then dash, patriarch, then dash, I don't have the papers in front of me, but then dash, human. But
I
went angel,
my memory.
Yeah, and I went angel, and then parentheses, L. And then I went a patriarch, and then I put parentheses around arc, and then underneath of it, I said archangel. And then I went, and then another dash, human, and then I put under that, I put parentheses, Hugh in parentheses, and under that, Hugh the Mighty, which was Joshua. Joshua was the only, there was only two people that was ever referred to as Jesus, and one was Joshua, and then there was a Jesus Christ. And, of course, Jesus is spelled Yeshua, or Yeshua.
Very interesting.
And Yeshua has Hugh in it.
So
it was like there was a clue there between angel, patriarch, and Hugh man. And I also noticed that when they were telling me that the L, they had me write the L, they made me change the L. And from E L, they went E L equals pi. The symbol for pi.
For pi.
Yeah, the ratio pi.
Mm-hmm.
E L equals pi equals gateway, something like that.
Yeah, he's very similar. A lot of it, some of it's similar to what Wes Bateman was saying to me. But it's very interesting that you say Hugh. Because I don't know if it's Ekankar or if it's EST, but some certain religion refers to God as Hugh.
Yeah.
Did you know?
No, I did not know that.
Yeah, they do. They say Hugh.
Okay,
Hugh.
Hold on 1 minute. We have a call in. Hold on. Sorry about that. Would you believe telecommunicator?
What did you say?
A telecommunicator. You know,
oh,
I said, sorry, we're doing. I'm saying, sorry, we're doing a live radio show at the moment. Well, when would be a good time for us to call you back? I says, not now. Cool down.
Never. Telemarketer.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah, no, I did not know that Hugh actually meant God. That
it
one
does.
I did not know.
Yeah. See, now that tells you right there that you are doing interconnectedness between the names that God is referred to, because you had no idea about Hugh.
No.
And I didn't know anything like that until about 2 years ago, or how many years ago it was. Someone said that they say Hugh, Hugh. And they do it with, I think it's H, just H-U.
Yeah, and yeah, that's how it was spelled to me, H-U. Or
and so
Hugh.
Everything's, in, you know, everything's out there. And you, Mary, you had a when you're on the other side, people know, you've heard people say that they know everything, that they know how the universe was formed, and when they're past, you know, they have near-death experiences, and you basically had one of those influxes of knowledge while you were, I guess, and it's like being programmed.
Hold on 1 minute. We got another call in. Hopefully it's not telecommunicator again. Hold on.
Same person.
Hold on. Okay. Hey, would you believe it, folks? That was another telecommunicator. Boy, I'll tell you, they're out there tonight, huh? I'm going to have to put something on my phones.
Unbelievable.
So, anyhow, so go on, Steph, sorry.
Oh, me?
Yeah.
I was just, it's just, you know, it's just an amazing thing, and I think... I do believe that since that was sent, and since you were in a state of mind where you could receive, Spirit just decided to come and I guess bless you with this information. Plus the fact, Mary, I'm not sure that this is going to be the last transmission that you receive, that you'll, I think you're supposed to receive even more channeled things. As Spirit was saying to you, or Helena Blavatsky was saying to you, if you recall.
Yeah.
That you were going to, you know, go into the next ascension type thing. Receive more channeled things, you know, to you.
Well, I would imagine with the Om being said, that's probably what happened was that we, you know, that I had went into that higher realm. So,
I think
anyhow,
so.
Interesting.
My mom told me last night, I sent the Om to her, and she said, well, the Om has increased in force. She said it's gotten stronger, and it has. Whoever's receiving it on the other end obviously can tell, and if anyone was on the other end having a reading or whatever, you know, I would send it to them as well while I was still talking to them, so... Who knows what Spirit's going to do tonight? I don't know.
Well, I think what we're going to do is, if it's all right with you, I'll get someone that wants a reading. How's that?
Okay.
Okay. First, we're going to go to J-Lad, okay?
Okay.
And so I'm going to be, let's see, can we request Steph to send us the Om when she starts the readings?
Okay. Who are we talking? What are we doing?
J-Lad wants to know if requests that you send the Om when she does the readings.
Okay.
Hold on 1 minute, please.
Okay.
Hold on. Hello. Did you want a reading with Steph?
Yes, please.
Okay. Hold on. Well, Steph?
Hi.
Okay. I think we've got to go here.
Okay.
Okay. Now, who is this?
Hi. My name's Julia.
Oh, Julia. Hi, Julia.
And Julia, where are you from?
Maryland.
Okay.
Sounds like you said J... Never mind. Mary, it sounds like you said...
Well, I said J-Lad, but it's Julia.
Julia
Ladd.
Yeah. Oh, you're not... I can't hear you on my speakers on my computer anymore.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's a 10-second delay.
Oh, okay.
So you'll be hearing soon.
I was hearing the show a minute ago.
Yeah, no. You'll have her a second. But you wanted to ask her a question in that?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I... was, well, number one, I would like to request the Om for healing.
Okay.
And also, I could really use some life guidance. Just, I feel like I'm, like, preparing to step forward, but my foot's still up in the air because I can't quite decide, like, a direction, and I'm trying to, like, get in touch with my passion and can't quite put my thumb on that.
Julie, can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, because you sound, well, it's okay.
Well, you don't, here, let me switch a phone. Maybe it'll be better on a corded phone. Is that any better for you?
It's about the same, but if you can hear me, okay, what I want to, Mary, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Let me see if right now, if you can hear me, and you can hear me, Julia?
Mm-hmm.
Yes? You can hear me?
Yes.
Okay, the reason I'm asking is because I have the Om on right now, and it cuts my hearing, so I can't hear you as well, but if you can hear me, that's all that counts. And so I'm going to basically... Give me a second here. We're going up into your facial bones, if you can hear me okay.
Okay.
And I'm we're going up into the face here. Okay, and I've got the third eye that's definitely starting to open, if you understand this.
Yes, actually going to ask you if you could check to see if there were any blockages to any of my spiritual centers and open them.
Well, yes. The Om can do that, so okay. Let's just, I'm going to keep talking, Julia, because I don't want us to have dead air here.
Okay.
I do, somebody's trying to come through here from the other side, and Julia, this happens, I'm sure you're not surprised. There's a man, let me describe him. There's an older man here, he's kind of, I guess you could say big or heavy set, he's got gray hair. It looks thick, and he has blue eyes. I think he's smoking a pipe. I know that there's somebody trying to come through, and I'd say he's about 5'11", something. Mustache. And unless you know this, do you know who this is?
I'm not getting, yeah,
pardon
no.
me?
No.
Okay. You may not recognize, and he's wearing jeans. And it sounds like someone is trying to say S-I-N or Sion or, with a C, like Sion, it's like either someone's last name. I know this is, don't be confused. It's just that this man's trying to come through and I don't know if Mary is, hopefully it's not somebody for you. Are you still there, Mary?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, do you recognize that man?
What's he look like again?
He's got thick gray hair, blue eyes, he's got a mustache, it's kind of thick, he's got sort of a large body, like a Santa Claus type stomach, jeans, kind of laid back, looks like kind of curly hair.
Mm-mm, I don't recognize it.
Let's go back here to Julia. Let's put this man to the side.
See, every once in a while, Julia, what happens is Steph picks up my energy. So, you know, sometimes I have to step totally away from everything so that she doesn't...
And I do. I pick up Mary like crazy.
So you two definitely have a connection.
Say, Julie, what?
You two definitely have a connection.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
We do, and I'm sure it's from past lives, too. All right, so let me go back in here, and I was going up into the facial thing, which means that the third eye is opening. I also want to go back into your heart chakra. There seems to be green energy that's coming around the heart chakra, which is the third, or the throat, and also the throat chakra, if that makes sense to you. Do you understand?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. And so what we're going to do is right now we're going to send the Om to... This person is not going to back off here. It sounds like almost sounds like an Armenian name, like Parsigian or
Well, I got a letter today, as a matter of fact, from, let me grab the letter. Go on, keep talking, though.
She wants me to keep talking.
Yeah, keep talking.
Oh, I'm sorry, Julia. Okay, Julia, there's a lady standing here. I'm standing up now. I'm going to sit back down because I don't want to stand up here. There's a lady standing here. She's got
I got something from Armando.
There's a dark brown hair. Maybe down to maybe a little bit just above the shoulders. Blue eyes. Kind of an artistic looking face. Tall. And she looks like she's in her maybe her 40s. And it's almost like I would think, I guess I would almost think you would look like that, but just a very soft face. Again, this may be somebody who's passed on. I have an A initial. Sorry, Julie, this happens. I have a female, Arlene, Aline, Alan, Aline.
Armando?
Are you there, Julie?
Yeah, I'm just listening.
Armando?
What did you say?
Armando.
Armando?
Mm-hmm.
Who's Armando?
I don't know. You kept on saying Armenian. You said, and you're getting the A, the R sound. And I got a letter in today from Armando, and I was just wondering if maybe that wasn't
really
who you were picking up.
Well, it's looking like A-I-A-N, Parsigian or something. But, okay, this lady, Julia, listen to me. Not to change the subject, but this lady's coming through here. She I can smell cigarette smoke with her. And it looks like this person did smoke or does. I know, Mary, I know you smoke, but this is somebody else mm-hmm. with the brown hair and the blue eyes. Either they passed. Who would this be, do you know?
I can't bring anybody to mind.
It could be somebody you're going to meet in the future, too.
Okay.
Pardon me?
It could be somebody that Julia's going to meet in the future, too.
Who is what?
Who Julia's going to meet in the future.
It could be. It's a woman, though. Let me go back into this thing. I'm trying to determine who that might be, but let me go back with Julia here because of the fifth chakra. Let's just send light. Let's going to send the ohm right now to Julia. Oh, God, this lady won't leave me alone. I wonder if... a lot of times this is somebody that's the next person online, too. So, Julia, if you're receiving the ohm, I'm sending it to the back of your head right now. Going down the neck. The shoulders. The entire body, and now you're turning white in front of me. Give me a second here. And I have to keep talking. There's something else. When you said your career, your not to sound strange, but I smell things. When somebody's in art or drawing or painting, are you still there?
Mm-hmm.
I can smell that. And when you said your career, your direction, at that point I could smell art around you.
Okay.
Does this make any sense to you
yeah.
at all?
Yeah.
It does? Okay, may I ask why?
I have a degree in interior design.
Well, do it.
What did you say?
I said that'd do it.
Yeah, I'd say. I'd
well,
say that, yeah.
It made sense.
All right. Okay, Julia, there's a man standing off here. He's got jeans on. He's good looking. He's got dark hair. He's got dark eyes. This is probably not somebody passed on. It sounds like he's got a B initial, like a Bob, Brett, Brian. I'm putting this in your future,
Okay.
Give me a second here. He's coming down the hall towards me. Where are you? Office building, office managing office building. He's like 30, he may be 36. years old? 36. I do want to tell you that the month that appeared around this person is February, and they seem to be some kind of office manager, and it may be that this is somebody that, because of your work, that you would be connecting with. Do you understand?
Okay.
I know it's hard to understand everything here. The other thing is, Julia, that you, we've got some, spirits showing some moving here. Moving from the house, moving from the place, moving from the location. I don't know if you understand that or not, but...
I didn't catch... You said...
You're moving. It's showing upheaval and moving from your location.
Okay, that means I will be moving?
Yes. Well, let me see here. Okay, what I'm looking... From what I'm determining is that it seems as if I look at the neighborhood of where you are, I'm not at peace... there's upheaval, noise, understand this?
Yes.
It looks like tornadoes. It almost reminds me of like bad weather around the area, but it's people. It's people around the area. Spirit's going to move you out of there, and this will be a relief to you. And Spirit's going to move you out, if that makes any sense to you.
It does. Do you have a time, a month?
It's very soon, Julia. Spirit's talking about this year. You need to be prepared. Okay, I need to tell you something weird here. Please just, you know when somebody is pregnant and, their basal thermometer, isn't there such a thing as a basal?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Okay, Spirit's talking to me a basal thermometer, like, and I know what that is. It's when they're pregnant and their basal...
I want to tell you you're most fertile to have a baby.
What did you say?
You're most fertile when you're ovulating.
Right. Okay, Julia, let me ask you something. Why do you feel that Spirit would be talking about that with you?
I don't know. It's funny because I just had my annual exam... And I've been on birth control pills, and the doctor suggested that I go off of them, and this was yesterday. But I'm 44 years old, so
doesn't
I'm definitely
matter.
Not thinking about babies.
That doesn't matter. Pardon me?
I'm just not thinking about babies at 44
years old. Well, you know what? It may be that Spirit's also just showing the fact that you were at the doctor's yesterday, and how you went off the birth control. These are just things that are coming in here because, you know, we couldn't possibly, we don't know that you were at the doctor, but Spirit does.
Right.
I don't know for sure. I cannot sit here and tell you that it's not impossible for you not to have a child.
Okay, woman, if I have a child, I'm going to look you up. Just kidding.
But I think more likely, what I think, let's just say this for a second. I think that maybe, if I interpret this correctly, and Mary, you're still there, right?
I'm still here.
We could also be looking at, we could also be just looking at the fact that Spirit's talking about the female area and how it's regulating itself,
mm-hmm.
How it's, probably what it's a good thing that you did go off that if you were having in between bleeding. I'm not to sound, you know, blunt here, but if something was going on like that,
Well,
it was
I
a good
anemic,
thing.
So that's why they put me on the pill, so I would stop having periods because I was
right. What did you say now?
I was anemic.
Right.
I was losing too much blood.
Mm-hmm. In between, right? So Spirit would be talking about that kind of thing. With you. I think that, let me just see, I need to ask you, I'm looking at a street name. See, the thing of it is, I almost called you Teresa. That's weird. Okay. The thing of it is, Julie, is that when you move, it's not out of Maryland from what I'm determining here, but it seems as if it's like a, just sort of like a retirement, like a place that's nearby where there's more retirement, more of a retirement. You're not going to an assisted living.
Good.
But there's like a street name that starts with an S nearby. Stradley, or is there a Stratton? Something with a something with an S. Like a nearby community or street nearby. Listen, there's a bank building nearby this area.
Hmm.
What looks like some kind of like strip mall or strip plaza, or doesn't seem like it's far from your area where you're living.
Hmm.
Do you understand what we're looking at here?
Well, I mean, there's strip malls all over the place around here, so.
Right.
It could be.
It's only about 5 miles away. I want to say 5 to 8 miles.
Hmm.
Give me a second. Due south, Julia. Due south. They're pointing. They're showing me due south. Due south. Due south. Like southwest.
Okay.
They want you to turn.
Completely turned around from the direction I was sitting.
It is?
I just did.
Oh, and you picked that up?
I don't know. I just said they want her to turn her head around. So. Not literally.
Oh, okay.
No, I mean...
Well, I didn't catch what you meant by that.
What... I'm looking at due south near you here.
Okay, southwest from where I am now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you understand this at all?
No, but I'll look into it.
I know you don't understand. I know you don't completely understand it, but it's like looking at a compass and how the needle points to where this is. And spirit is so different, Julia, the way it talks about the female body and the basal thermometer and all this kind of thing, or the basal temperature, it takes us to the female area, which obviously... not to broadcast your entire thing over here, but you're obviously there, and this is a good thing that you took care of these things. For whatever reason here, I feel that they want to go back to Christmas of this year, and this past year, the one we just had, Christmas. They're showing Christmas. Candy canes, Christmas, give me a second here. All right. Julia, when I go back to Christmas of this year with you, which will be, what are we in, what, 2006, or what, that'd be 2005?
Mm-hmm.
It's like my body just, I almost feel like hibernating, I almost feel darkness, I almost feel like dismal, lethargic, how do I say this? Not the happiest time? Does this make any sense to you?
Yeah. Well, it could be because at Christmas we went south to visit my grandmother. Her health isn't too good.
Okay. Because what they were talking about is we want to talk about Christmas because it was the most dismal time for you. And obviously that would be a dismal time. In other words, I mean, that would be very...
Well, I was happy to see her, but her health is really deteriorating fast, and so that, you know, makes you sad.
Right. So, you know, the thing of it is that she's probably going to pass.
I know. That's,
pardon me?
I know.
I don't mean to, say sad things.
I've been feeling that myself. It's
Okay. Well, you know, the thing of it is, Julia, you're on the right track. Spirit knows that you are doing art. Has a very pleasant smell, by the way. And the thing is that Spirit is talking about you graduating, which means receiving a diploma in this area. But to me, that means that Julia is continuing, but that she's going to expand her sights in the interior design. And Spirit has plans for that. I don't know why they keep bringing up. Is there a Scranton, Pennsylvania? Or
I think so, but I don't live.
No.
Well, Scranton is right next to Carbondale. I think you might be picking up on me there because I do a lot of. I'm doing research on Scranton, Pennsylvania.
Are you doing research near Scranton?
Yeah, Carbondale. That's where the Carbondale UFO crash was.
Okay.
You better put your shield up so she stops looking up on you.
What'd you say?
I was just getting Mary. I said, okay, Mary, you better put your shield up so she stops picking up on you.
Yeah,
I know,
really. You better put. It's almost. Anyway, let me just tell you. What I'm going to do is I'm sending the ohm to you right now. And if you are, again, and it's on full force now, and if you are, okay, I've got to say this, because what's happening is I'm sending this ohm, and I'll swear to this, that there's a woman, or it looks like more than one woman, appearing here. You know when people have cancer? And they wear those turbans,
mm-hmm.
Breast cancer, or they have, you know, they have cancer, mm-hmm. and they have like a turban on, because they've lost their hair.
Mm-hmm.
Can you hear me? Okay.
Yes, I'm just listening.
Do you know who? I could just tell you the woman has brown hair, but I can just see somebody here that had. What looks like cancer wearing a turban when I send the ohm here.
Hmm. That's odd.
Pardon me?
That's odd because I don't really, nobody comes to mind.
Me either.
That I know who passed of that.
That could be Mary again.
No, not me.
Not you. Okay. All right. Well, let me,
Well, does she have a message or is she trying to convince
Pardon me,
something?
Julie? Okay, can you feel, I need to know if you, we're just sending it right to your eyes, right now sending it to your crown chakra, sending it down to your feet, sending it to the area the doctor was, you know, in,
mm-hmm.
The spirit sending it to your, we're going to the tailbone area, the bottom of the spine. Spirit wants me to tell you that the kundalini is about to rise. The spiral snake in your spine.
Excellent.
If you can hear me.
Yes, excellent.
Pardon me?
Yes, excellent.
Okay, and you understand that?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Now, this is up to you to basically say if you are physically or, you know, by auditory or anything feeling the ohm.
Yeah, I feel my eyes. And I was feeling
okay, what are you feeling in your
head.
Eyes?
I was almost like a pressure or something in my eyes and the back of my head.
Okay. Well, there's your proof. I don't mean your proof, but there's your... You asked for healing, and so... this is what we're hoping that's happening here for you.
Do you get a sense that the third eye opened?
Pardon me, yes. I would, yes. That spirit was showing that, and I was sending the ohm to you. And, you know...
Well, I feel that it's activating.
Yeah,
not
definitely.
So much that it's open, but it's activating.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's opening. How does that
yeah.
sound?
Okay.
Yeah.
One of the things I wanted to say was, before we go, who has the Spanish-speaking relative...
my uncle, he's deceased now, but his wife.
Do you know why? I'm saying
husband.
That you want to know why? Because I kept, when I was sending the ohm to you just now, somebody was saying madre, madre, madre. And I think, doesn't that mean mother?
Yes.
Yeah. And I don't, you know, we're not here to speak Spanish, but I know what madre is, and that's Spanish. And I was like, all right, I'm going to say it. Because that to me means somebody that passed that was Spanish speaking and was coming forth to say, you know, hello to you.
Okay.
If that makes sense to you.
Well, I knew the woman's ex-husband, or it was my uncle's wife. It was her ex-husband who spoke Spanish. But I
okay.
didn't know, like, his mother or any of his family. I just know that he was Mexican.
Okay, well, we definitely had a person speaking Spanish to us. One of the things I wanted to say is when I send the ohm, and I can, and it's hard for me to hear you,
mm-hmm.
There's nothing I can do about it because that's how it's sent, and I just have to kind of like go, okay, I'm going to do this by faith, even if I can't hear as well as I was hearing, and then I have to get feedback from you, and that's how it's done. Otherwise, I'm like, what? But Julia, Spirit's got even a bigger office and a bigger plan, even a partnership of some kind for your interior design.
Wow, awesome. Because right now I'd settle for a job.
Pardon me?
I said that's awesome because right now I will settle for a job. So it's good to know that there are bigger plans coming.
Oh, I know that.
Well, my husband always says biorhythm. Life is biorhythm.
Yeah, it's right.
Peaks and valleys. However
right.
low you are, when it comes back around, because however low you are, will be how high you are.
Oh, good.
So wherever you're at right now, you know, treasure it, knowing that it'll be just as good on the upswing.
Oh, good. Well, that's encouraging.
Yeah, my husband's a wise man.
Well, I hope that wasn't totally confusing.
No, it's great. I mean, I put it on a tape so I could listen. That way, you know, I don't want to miss anything.
That's right.
No.
Okay, and now we have to get to the rest of our listeners, or for readers.
Okay, thank you so much.
You take care, Julia.
You too. Take
thank
care.
You,
okay,
Julia,
thanks for listening
you.
To BUFO.
God bless you.
Okay,
as well.
Bye-bye. Okay, what a lovely lady.
Yes,
okay,
yes.
Well now we're gonna go. Oop, I guess we have to take care of Ted because Ted is in Holland and he
Ted's
always has
Holland?
To stay. Yeah, he always has to stay up so late to hear the show.
Is it 4 in the morning there?
Yeah, it's probably later than that right now. Okay, so let's see. Ted wants to know why he's so interested in parallel realities, timelines, and interdimensions.
Okay. At this point, give me 1 second.
Okay.
I'm going to do something.
Okay.
1 second. Mary, are you there?
No, I'm here.
Oh, that's so much better. Can you hear me better now?
Well, I heard you good before, but maybe the listeners can.
Okay. I can hear you better, so that makes me feel like we're connecting.
Oh, okay. All righty.
I'm doing it the old-fashioned way, because Ted wants to know if he... why he is so interested in reality.
Oh, okay, yes. And while you're concentrating on that, let me grab this other line, okay? Hold on.
That was the whole question. Okay.
Yeah, and I'll be right back, okay?
Okay?
I have to put you on hold. Hold on. Hey, folks, we're back. Hello?
Mary?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I was just answering Ted that Bill was kind of scolding him in a gentle way. But he already knows the answer, and there was showing.
No, he wouldn't have heard you
okay.
when I'm disconnected. So sorry.
They're talking to
me. Yeah, you were just talking to spirit.
I guess we're never not talking to nobody.
That's right. Hello.
Okay.
Okay.
Should I?
Yeah, just repeat what you told Tia.
Well, I was just saying that spirit. Spirit would answer back to Ted that, Ted, why are you asking this question? Because you know the answer. And the answer would be that he is one of us. He is one of, because he is one of us. Because he is one of us. And they emphasize U.S. U.S. And which means capitalized U.S. So it's one of us, which means that he's one of the beings, one of the spirits. It's like he's asking something. It's like a donkey saying, why do I have long ears? Or the sky saying, why am I blue? He knows. He's one of them. He's one of us, they say. That's why And so it's like spirit, not scolding you, but it's doing it in a gentle way, but it's saying, why are you asking? Because you know the answer. You know the answer. You cross through these things all the time. You do it in and out of your sleep. And they were saying that it was E equals C minus something, or however Einstein did that, E equals E
plus
C
squared.
Yeah, and they were showing an Einsteinian type brain for Ted. You know, far advanced. So I can almost feel like people are hitting me going, why are you asking this? Why are you asking? Like these guys are going, why are you asking this? You're asking, you already know.
I know. I totally agree with you on that one.
I can't help it, but the Om is on. And, you know, I don't know, Mary, I don't know if there was a Vicky that called you or a Vicky. I had I didn't mean to say this, but I had a man appear earlier today. He had blonde hair. Maybe it was Chad. I wouldn't be surprised. Whoever it was trying to, like, almost like tap my shoulder or tap my hands and go, don't forget to talk about Vicky or Vic or something. So just thought I'd throw that out there in case, you know, somebody was interested. But anyway, that's what the answer would be for Ted. So.
And do you see a connection to Ted and Wilhelm Reich? Wilhelm Reich.
You know, when you say that,
Wilhelm Reich. He was a
scientist.
Yeah, a scientist during World War II. He was involved in a lot of interdimensional physics type work. Travis Constable and him pretty much. I think Travis Constable actually was. You know, he kind of picked up where Wilhelm left off.
I think when you said this about
radionics is another thing that comes to mind when I think of Wilhelm Reich.
Immediately when you said Wilhelm Reich, Mary, a man appeared that had a sort of a really, really, really short hair, like they would in a, you know, another time. He had a beard. This person was bearded. They were like with brown hair, like maybe when they were younger, but brown eyes. And a beard, and brown hair. When you said that name, that who came through to me, you know, that face appeared. And then I was immediately taken to a lab, a scientist lab. And the person's looking kind of stern, but nevertheless, beyond any shadow of a doubt, obviously, I guess Wilhelm Reich has passed on. Now, is that what he looked like, or?
I couldn't tell you what he looked like.
Ted would know.
Yeah.
But anyway, yes, to me, that answers the question of, and the spirit is talking about Wilhelm Reich, for some reason, it's applying the word organic compound, organic compounds and biosynthetic transmutation or something.
Are you sure you're not misinterpreting that where he's not saying organonics?
You know what? I probably could be.
Organ?
Yes. Absolutely.
Because organ energy?
Yes. Because we had that, yes. I mean, to me that would look like organic, wouldn't it to you?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Yeah. So what biosynthetic transmutation, Mary?
Well, maybe we'll have to ask Ted on that one.
Well,
biosynthetic
transmutation.
Well, you know what comes to mind to me is I also know Ted is very interested in the Montauk Project.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, I wonder if that's not somehow connected to that. I'm thinking of the transmutation, shifting, you know, reality shifting of some sort.
Yeah.
Time travel or something like that.
Yes.
What do you think?
I think so. I definitely think so. Reminds me of quantum physics or something.
Yeah.
Shifting of different, into different, like shape, almost like shape-shifting in a way.
Yeah.
So So yeah, if I don't know if Ted's still on there, but yes, there is a connection between him and William Wright.
He writes back Orgone. Yep.
Oh, cool.
All right, we got you on that one, Ted.
Yeah.
We got you. Okay, and okay, thank you, my dear friend, for IMing that. And now what we're going to do is we're going to go to Teal. Oh, Rudolph. I'm sorry, Rudolph Steiner. What did I say? Wilhelm. What did I say, Steiner?
I don't know what you said.
Rudolph? I think, we were talking about Rudolph.
Okay, I don't know why you said Teal.
No, I was talking now about we're going to switch over to Teal. I'm sorry, don't pay any attention to me right now, I'm rattling.
Okay, but I happen to...
But we're going to go to Teal right now.
Okay.
But let me see. Let me see. Let me write this. Wilhelm. I'm pretty sure it was Wilhelm. I thought he was asking about Wilhelm.
You know, Mary, I feel like he was.
I'm asking who is Rudolph. I'll find out. We're going to call Teal right now, and in the meantime, we have another person from Connecticut that also waiting. So, and then we have Nectwin. She wants a reading as well. So, anyhow, but first of all, while we're waiting for Teal to, I'm kind of traveling all over the place right here. So while we're waiting for Ted to tell us where he says Rudolph, I'll just call Teal and we'll get a reading for Teal, okay?
Okay.
Okay, hold on. Okay, now we're calling Teal. Okay, and this is BUFO Radio, and you're listening to Steph tonight doing free psychic readings. Oh, past my friend of Rudolph.
Hi, Mary.
Oh, hi, Teal. Okay, good. I'm going to put you on to Steph, okay?
Sure.
Okay, hold on. Steph, this is Teal. Teal, this is Stephanie.
Hi, Stephanie.
Hi, Teal. How are you?
Pretty good. How's yourself?
Fine. Is this Teal, like T-E-A-L?
It's T-E-O.
Oh, P-E-O?
Mm-hmm. It's short for Teofilm.
Why does this feel familiar to me? You know, before you came on here, I just wanted to tell you that, so it's P-I-O, is that right, Ben?
No, T.
P as in Tom? I'm sorry.
Pardon?
P as in... Or T as in Tom?
T as in Tom, E as in Edward, O as in Ocean.
Ah, I got it. I can see it. Okay. It's interesting. I can. You know how when you hear a drum, Native American, or you can hear drum, like drumming? Just before you came on, there's a tremendous amount of Native American drums that were being played here.
Okay.
Do you understand?
Now,
oh, yes, very much.
I was going to say, now, that kind of sounds familiar, don't it, Teal?
Mm-hmm.
And can I tell you, Teal, and there's something else. I have to tell you something. I can't stop myself.
Go ahead. I have
St. Francis standing here.
Mm-hmm.
And I know it's St. Francis because of the garb that he's wearing.
Mm-hmm.
The animals that are around him, the birds that are flying through here, to me, this is a very strong connect. I feel like this is a very strong, I've got a monk in here.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that's a very strong connection for you.
You are correct.
The only way to say it is that I felt like it was some past life where somebody was a monk or that you just have these tremendous experiences that are not unlike that of St. Francis. So
I'm just learning exactly who I am at this
mm-hmm.
point.
And you better get yourself very prepared here. As I'm sending the om to you, I'm going to tell you, and I'm doing it right now at this point, I have a... you have what is a very clear purple aura. and it's very indigo, and it's very clear. It's all around, and you look like a matchstick flame. It's coming off of you like a like the point of a flame. If you've seen this and everything,
you are confirming.
Pardon me?
You are confirming right now.
Well, I have the Oman at this point. Okay. They want me to tell you. This is going to sound strange. No, it won't. Nothing sounds strange to you.
No.
They want you to write the manuscripts down. There's manuscript things that they have to tell you,
mm-hmm.
and they want you to write them.
Mm-hmm.
And as fast as they're speeding up the process
mm-hmm.
in your brain right now to receive all this. And they say, you know, they're talking about from generation to generation, and they're showing this legacy, a long line of, for some reason, they look like dark-haired men, and I don't know why, but a long line of generations that applying this to you. Now they're showing me something else. Give me a second here. Shintu? Well, what is that?
Shitsu?
Yeah, what is...
Hmm.
No, but that's that dog.
Hmm.
Why are we talking about Shitsu? No. One of the things that I want to tell you is that not only was the drumming going on, but there was...
You know, you say that, and as soon as you said that, you know what I picked up off the word. I picked up Ishmaela.
Oh, really?
We just had that discussion.
Yeah, I know. But that's what I picked up. Ishmaela.
How
you are right on the money, Stephanie.
Pardon me? I'm sorry,
you are right on the money.
Oh.
Yes, you are.
Not to test you. This is to confirm to me.
Oh, well, they listen, if you know. Now listen, when you were little, just a little boy, Spirit is showing that there was an experience, there was something. It would have been between the ages of maybe 5 and 6. Is this ringing a bell with you?
Three.
Three? Okay, between 3 and 4. And it shows, it's showing this tremendous experience. But then what it's showing also, it's showing some kind of shutdown. Like we're shutting this down. It's too scary. It's shut down.
Yes, I've done that many a times, of shutting down.
Right. You need to not shut this down.
I know. I'm being told that.
Okay, and one of the things that they want me to tell you is that if you feel yourself floating, it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Just part of it.
Oh, like that's happened already.
I know. Levitating and that kind of thing, it's okay. This is all, what this is all part of. We're all, you know, trying to advance, you know, we're here to advance with the evolvement kind of thing. And you're a teacher. You are a teacher. They just showed me a website. You have a website. Huge website. Give me a second here. They're showing some kind of symbol that's important. It's like a teardrop, but it looks like an eye. But there's something with this eye. It's like the it's the mystical eye that's on the back of the dollar bill.
Kind of like the eye of Ra.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's very important for him, having, you know, here we go again, for God's sake, back into Egypt.
Yeah.
You know, and I do want to say this so he knows this. I had all these people running around here in D doing martial arts stuff, so I don't know what the martial arts connection would be, or why that would be, or... if it was part of a temple practice, go ahead. Pardon me?
I understand you 100%.
Oh, you do? Okay, now...
I have had many experiences in the last year now that you have just reconfirmed all of them.
Okay.
There is a date that I initially called you about. It's 12/24/1978.
Uh-huh.
And the end time of that date was 9:15 p.m.
Okay.
What I'm seeking. If they're willing to give up that information. Or if I'm ready for it yet, let's put it that way.
I'm not understanding. Okay, let's see. You're wanting to... Okay. Say this again now.
December 24th, 1978. The end time of the experience was at 9:15 p.m. And there was more than just myself there.
I need to bring up something here, and,
I'm not trying to test you.
I have okay. Let's see here. They're talking about conjunctions. They're talking about the sun.
The S-O-N or the S-U-N?
Pardon me?
The S-O-N or the S-U-N?
I think S-U-N. Talking about conjunctions. Of course, we can be wrong about the S-U-N. It could be S-O-N. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my God. Excuse me. There's a tremendous amount of smoke coming up in my nostrils right now.
I just lit up cigarette.
Oh. Mary.
Sorry about that.
It's okay.
And how many miles away are you, Stephanie?
We're outside of Tucson.
Okay,
Arizona.
So that's about 1,500 miles in the, the odor of tobacco just came to you.
Oh, that's not uncommon. That's,
She does a lot of, Steph does a lot of her readings based off what she actually can smell and picks up taste, too.
Right. Before the last person was a smelling of art. Not a person, but her artwork. And it's kind of a strange thing to say I smell art, but that's the only way to put it. You know, paintbrushes and just however that comes around that person. Anyway, let me go back here. I'm going to tell you something that I don't know if you know this, but it seems as if you were in conjunction, and it seems as if there was a coming about, an ascension that took place. Are you understanding this?
Oh, yes.
All right, and what they say, we used your body, we used you for something.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, listen, it was a very prevent, oh my gosh.
Let me say, folks, listeners, these two have never met before, nor does Steph, have I ever spoke to Steph about Teal. I know Teal myself, but...
I'm just coming out of my shell at this time.
What shell? No. they want me to... there's a woman meditating in front of me, and it's not Mary, and it's certainly not anyone... it may be someone you know. She has... and it may be one of the people that were there that night. It's a woman. She has either blonde or gray hair down to her shoulders. There's a little wavy to it.
Mm-hmm.
She's slender.
Not down to her shoulders, though.
It looks down to her shoulders and past it.
That was a past vision maybe you have of her.
Okay.
I'm talking of my wife in the present here.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, I got
some pictures of the scene.
No, she's alive, right?
Yeah, my wife is still alive, right?
Yeah,
now.
You're right, right.
If you're talking one that was with us.
That night.
Yes.
Okay, and I want to ask you if the name Shirley means anything to you. Cheryl?
No.
Cheryl?
But there is another one that has blonde hair down to her shoulders that was with me that night.
Right,
down
my feet.
I wonder if that was the... you know, her. Wait, there's someone else coming through. There's somebody... I need to ask you if there was somebody in the room that night that had, wait a minute, hold on. Excuse me, I'm going to say hello.
I have a feeling that what you're doing is picking up. A spirit just came into the center and is right at my feet. As a matter of fact, I just had Dwayne get up to start taking pictures of it, and he captured it on camera.
Oh, my
But my, my feet, around my feet and spinning up around me is just like a vortex of cold air just spinning around and around and around.
Well, right now, as I'm sitting here talking, as God is my holy witness, I've got Gautama Buddha about 40 stories high in our living room, looking down.
Mm-hmm.
Like my feet are just ice cold right now.
Okay. There's a... oh my gosh. Okay. Oh my God.
Sorry about that, Teal.
No, I almost want to call Teal Bill for some reason. I almost called him Bill. Teal... what took place on that night was so tremendous, it's almost hard to put it into words.
Very
but when I look up and I can see Gautama Buddha looking down, as if I'm at his feet, I think you get the picture here.
Mm-hmm.
Around him are radiating planets. Who's coming through here now is Jesus Christ next to him. Okay, now I have to bring up the Blessed Mother. Give me a second here. Give me a second. Just give it a second. There's St. John the Divine is also part of this group. Okay, and what they're doing is they're showing these cities, and they're showing cities like New York. They're showing big cities, Chicago, New York, these areas. They took bodies of people. It's just you, the vehicle of your body. They used it. And they used it to prevent something. It was very a momentous. We were going to be. You helped prevent something from happening. Do you understand this?
Well, yes.
And it, to me, I'm going to be straight here. I believe it had something to do with annihilation. It had to do with government. It had to do with. I don't want to use the word nuclear, but it had to do with some kind of plan that was thwarted. I'm going to have to bring up somebody very important here because I have no choice. I have to bring up Mary. You're familiar with Rumpelo Melchizedek, I take it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, I don't know if Tio knows this. Tio, I don't know if you know who Rumpelo is, but this is something that he would have known or would have been involved with because he's appearing here, and there's no doubt about this. And if you read up on Rumpelo Melchizedek, he has to do with indigo children. So you wish to read up on him, if you have.
I will read up on him, but I'm already familiar about the indigo children.
So I believe what they're showing is for some kind of what do they call you? They're calling you something like a numensis, I can't get the word. Let me go back here. They want you to know that you are. Do we have something called the Heron Islands? It's Indian, Indian.
In the Indian Ocean.
Something. It's certain islands or Heron Islands or the Rome. It's H, with an H. Or, nevertheless, what they're showing here is that there's a whole line of ancestry that you come from. Did they call you the Ancient One? They're calling you an Ancient One, if it makes sense to you.
I've been told that by someone Mary doesn't even know yet that's in Seattle.
Okay. Well, then this is a confirmation.
Yes, it's very much confirmation. I was also told in regards to my actual age, Mary knows that, but it's unbelievable for...
109, you know? 199.9 times 9?
6.8.
Listen to me for a second. You need to know something. Listen. I don't know if you know this, and I don't know if Mary knows it, but I believe you're probably a... I think you're a walk-in.
Could very well be. I've also photographically confirmed a past life. Mary knows of that.
Okay.
In regards to what I did just in 1943.
Okay.
This all sounds fantastic.
Are you kidding?
What do you...
If you think this is fantastic, go to the website.
Yes.
Go look at the OM.
Yes. Is the Blessed Mother still there yet?
Yes. It's kind
good
of interesting.
Question. Ask her if she wants me to continue with my quest as far as the questions I have for an individual in Australia, or if they're answered already.
I'm just going to send, I have the OM on here. Last time, I don't know if you know that we got Helena Blavatsky, and I've had a number of conversations with the Blessed Mother here.
Stephanie, I'm just learning who I am.
All right, okay, let's see here. She wants you, she wanted me to tell you about 1969.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And she also wants you to pay attention to May 16th, but she says that 1969 was an auspicious time for you.
Yes, it was.
She says that this is the first awakening.
Yes, it is.
Okay. She wants me to tell you that the person that you've been talking to, she says don't go back. She doesn't want you to go back right now to talk to them. Don't. She doesn't want you to do that because they are not open at this time.
To the message that I was...
No, thinking. They're not.
Okay, that's fine. That stops it right then and there because I've already been in communication with one who is an intermediate.
Okay.
To the person who is having a bout with stigmata and they cannot...
Mm-hmm.
Cope with it right at this point, so she's handling it at this point.
Well, you know what? I'll tell you something very interesting, Teal. I actually wrote about stigmata today in
mm-hmm.
part of my book. So this is no coincidence for having this conversation.
No, it's not.
No, it's not, because everything is interconnected, and what are the odds I would write that the exact word today? You know, and then you say this. But
it's
no, it's not that they're, okay, Teal, it's not that they're a bad person. There's a woman, there's a woman, either you're going to meet this woman, I've got someone here, I've got a Rosemary here, Rosemary. Rose somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what we're talking about?
Is she deceased?
Yeah, yes.
Mm-hmm.
I think...
That could be my mother's mother.
You know what? Can I tell you something? The person that's appearing here... the person that's appearing with that name is a brunette.
Mm-hmm.
Pardon me?
Yes.
And, but they look so sad. Like, they're crying. They're reaching out their hand to me. Like, what did I do? What did I do? Or I didn't do enough, or they look so sad. I don't mean that they're, how do I say this? It's as if they were weeping tears of compassion for you. I don't know how to explain it anymore. Why is there a man standing here with a bagpipe and kilt? Okay? There's a man here with bagpipes and kilt on.
Because on my grandfather's side, it goes all the way back to England.
Oh, I see.
It's okay. Scottish.
Very, very proud.
Oh, yes.
Oh, my gosh. So proud, you know. So proud. There was another thing that they were showing, too, Teal. They were showing these three wedding rings that appeared on the floor, and I couldn't understand if you were being married to God three times or if you had been married three times.
No. been married only once in this life.
Three times, three wedding rings, three gold wedding rings. Just keep that one in your mind, too.
I think I understand about the three wedding rings.
Okay, what do you understand?
As far as the Trinity itself.
Yeah, very good. Yes. Oh, my gosh. You have a new guide coming. This is so easy. This is like reading a book. You have definite contact with the White Brotherhood.
With whom?
The White Brotherhood, Saint Germain.
You have contact?
Yeah, he has contact with the White Brotherhood coming. One of the openings would be channeling Saint Germain. So, Mary, you know who Saint Germain is.
Oh, yeah.
Pardon me?
Yes.
Right. Is there anything else, or should we...
Yeah, well, we have somebody else. We actually got a couple people left, okay?
Okay.
No, I appreciate this very much.
Yeah, well, it's been an honor.
Thank you.
I hope it's...
just reconfirmed everything that's been on my mind. Mary knows some of it. Now Mary knows almost all of it. So.
Well, 1969 was very important to me.
Yes, it was.
And it's very, very important... You know, one of the things I wanted to stress here, they're showing, like, ear things, like, in the ear, like the ear canal, like, almost as if there was too much wax or too much, like, or pain in the ear, or ear infection. What do you think?
Yep.
Yes?
Yep, because I had my tonsils out, and I obtained the mumps at the same time.
Oh, okay.
And it messed up my hearing.
Okay. I wanted to send the ohm to your ears right now.
Okay.
I have it on right now. Right now. Can you tell me if you feel anything? And, I have to keep talking so we don't have this dead air.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you should be feeling something because as open as you are.
Yes. A warmth.
Warmth. Okay. Okay. All
right.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay, Teal, and we'll talk to you later, okay?
Oh, yeah.
Alrighty.
Later this evening, otherwise.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay,
and I'll fill in stuff later on how close she really was tonight with you.
Oh, yeah.
Okay?
Thank you.
Okay.
Have a good night. Thank you very
okay.
much.
Okay. Sending you love. Okay.
Thank you.
Bye, Teal. Okay, now we're going to go on to Connecticut, and then we have Nerktwin, and let's see, I don't know, let's go to Connecticut first, because they've been waiting quite a long time.
And they have, and I'll tell you what, they've got some pretty intense stuff going on.
Okay, hold on. Okay, hello?
Are they still there?
Okay, hold on. Okay. We're calling Connecticut for a reading to Stephanie, and you can find Stephanie at steph7.net. Hi, I'm sorry about how long it took to get back to you on your reading. Okay, I'll put you right on now to Steph, okay?
Okay,
thanks. Hold on.
Gia? Yeah.
Okay. G-I-A?
Yes.
Oh, like Mother Earth. Like,
I think so.
Yeah.
I don't know. All I know is my mom liked the name, but other than that, I don't know.
Yeah, the goddess Gia? G-A-I?
Oh, I don't think I heard of it.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, it's kind of interesting now. I don't know what the deal is here. How do we say it? Gia?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you for waiting. I don't know if you were listening to our conversation or not, but... You weren't.
No, I had just somebody emailed me this link.
I gave out mass emailing tonight to let everybody know about the psychic readings tonight, Steph.
Yeah, because I'm in so many different groups, it's like hard to keep track of them all, but I enjoy them all, and I try, you know. Can you just hang on for 1 second?
Sure.
I'm going to turn my TV off.
Alrighty.
Hold on.
Okay, and you're listening to BUFO Radio, and this is Steph, and you can find Steph at steph7.net. And yes, Teal or
okay, hello.
Okay, now how do we say your name again?
Gia.
Gia.
Yes.
Okay. And Mary, you said that was like mother. Well, that was Gaia, right?
Yeah. Well, how did you spell yours again?
G-I-A.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Gaia.
Yeah, Gaia.
Yeah. Okay. So, we're doing...
Is there a certain question you wanted to ask her or ask Steph or what?
Well, the question that's always on my mind is I just lost somebody that I was really close to in 2004. I don't know if you do those kind of readings, but...
Yeah, one of the things that let me just explain something. We're doing something that's a little bit more expanded than the actual... Mary, you want to explain?
How so? What? For what?
We're doing this, something that has, the ohms on.
Uh-huh.
And, okay. After we do this, we could just tell her to go to the website and see the ohm.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Okay, well, one of the things that happens is that the cosmic force that's sent from the body manifests those on the other side.
Okay.
And while you were talking, I just want to tell you something. Mm-hmm. And now, remember, we have a lot of energy.
Yeah.
But I want to ask you if you recognize, because remember something here, Gia, it's not just people that pass, it's pets, too.
Yeah.
Okay, because I had, just in this other room, and I have an old dog following me around.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? It's kind of tan-white.
The tan-white dog? Well,
uh-huh.
My boyfriend, his dog passed away. How many years ago did your dog pass away? He's right here now. Like 8 years ago. What kind of dog was he? I never really knew. He was a bulldog.
Bulldog?
Yeah.
Okay, well, this, I wouldn't say this was looking like a bulldog, but I do want to tell you that I had a tan white dog. Of course, a lot of times we're talking to Mary and we pick Mary up too, but this dog has, you know how dogs have pink noses and they almost look kind of, and they have long ears, droopy, and a long tail?
Mm-hmm.
Like a how do you say it? Not a tail with a lot of fur on it, but a long straight tail. Mm-hmm. Almost like a hound.
Wow.
Dog's still here, Gia.
That's weird, because the only thing is, when I was growing up, there was a dog that lived across the street from us that was a golden retriever type of dog.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the only dog I can think of. I never, had pets growing up like that. I had, like mice and stuff like that, but never dogs.
No. No. This dog... was appearing, if you do recognize it,
mm-hmm.
I guess that could sound like a golden retriever.
Yeah.
I want to tell you that at this point, I seem to have been transferred into a hospital,
mm-hmm.
and I have next to me what looks like either a Mexican woman in a nursing uniform. Listen carefully.
Okay.
A dark-skinned, dark-haired woman mm-hmm. appearing here in a nursing uniform.
Mm-hmm.
This Catholic-looking hospital for, because there's some nuns in here.
Yeah.
What are we getting here, Gia?
Well, the person that passed over
mm-hmm.
Was very sick in the hospital,
mm-hmm.
but it was like, 2004, she was in a special hospital in New York, but it wasn't religious, it was a regular hospital, but
mm-hmm.
I was there a lot.
Okay.
But then she didn't pass away there, she passed away at home, but...
You just want to hold your information back here?
Okay.
I understand that, but I'm trying to understand why there are
nuns
connected with you. There's a lady standing in front of me right
mm-hmm.
now, who I think would be alive.
Yeah.
She has dark hair.
Dark hair.
It's long. She looks like she has brown eyes.
Mm-hmm.
She's about 5'4", 5'5".
Mm-hmm.
The hair is over her shoulders. She's in her 30s. Are we looking at you?
It could possibly be me, because I have long hair, but I'm not in my 30s. And I am 5'4".
Mm-hmm. But you look like you're in your 30s, don't you?
Not really. I always look young. I'm mistaken for young.
Okay. Well, I mean, you... Okay. Well, 30s is young to me.
Yeah.
All right.
Now, it depends on how you look.
Hold on. Now, listen. In this woman's arms,
mm-hmm.
if God is my witness, is a little boy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? In the arms of what I think may be you,
mm-hmm.
is a baby, and it's a little boy.
Little boy. Okay. Well, I have children, so...
Mm-hmm. There's something with this little boy. Mm-hmm. I understand you have children.
Yeah.
You're saying you have a son, then? Or?
Yeah, I have a son and a daughter.
And a what?
And a daughter, too.
Okay, but... Now, I don't know if the son was first born.
No, my daughter.
But, now listen...
Okay.
I'm not sure why Spirit would show this, except either one of two things. Either the little boy is extremely gifted.
Oh, my gosh.
All right? Or, now I don't want to broadcast personal things, or there was a third child that was not born.
Mm-hmm. The first thing that you said would make the most sense to me, because I was told before that my son might be gifted.
Your son is gifted.
Oh,
your son is gifted.
Wow.
The reason I'm saying this is because, now I could see, when I was looking, I just said this little boy looked like he had, you know, dark hair, and it was like, I don't know how to explain this, but it was almost like you were holding this baby in your arms, like, if that's you, and I think it is you.
Mm-hmm.
And you do look, to me, sorry, but you obviously must look like you're in your 20s then, but, it's how a person appears, and, okay, there's a man now coming around you,
mm-hmm.
that is holding a cigarette, and he's tall, and he's skinny,
mm-hmm.
and he has brown hair, and he's got a cigarette in his hand,
mm-hmm.
jeans, white t-shirt, good looking.
Okay.
Short brown hair, but not real short, just kind of short.
Okay.
And I ask you if you recognize him.
It could be my ex, I'm not sure, but...
That's
he's kind of short, though. Is he short on the short side?
Well,
or tall?
I wouldn't say, I guess you could say 5'9", maybe, 5'10". Slender.
You said very slender. No, that doesn't
But this guy's good looking. He is holding a cigarette.
Yeah, well, he used to smoke. That's why I'm saying that might be him.
Okay. Well, Gia, let's just say that Spirit wanted to talk about your boy.
Mm-hmm.
I guess he must, what, is he 3 or 4 now, or?
Yeah, he's 3.
Okay. Let's go look inside his brain.
Okay.
Right now, I know you can't tell, and I'm going to ask you to go to the website. It's steph7.net.
Okay.
steph7.net. The first page will show you the ohm as I send it, and it's above my head.
All right. Can you write that down again for me? I mean, can you tell me that again?
Yeah, Sam. P is
okay,
in
Tom. Hold on. Let me just go get a pen.
Okay.
Hold on 1 second.
I'm as you're doing the psychic readings, I'm keeping I'm answering questions for everybody else here.
What?
So. We're kind of like doing two shows at the same time. You're doing something, and I'm because Tio had, or Ted had some other questions.
Okay,
so.
I got it.
So I was answering his. So
okay,
go on.
Okay, it's STEPH.
All right, yeah, hold on 1 second. I'm sorry.
No,
I got to get some pieces, too. Kind of late here. Okay, what was that again?
It's Steph.
Steph?
Like if you say Steph. S as in Sam, T as in Tom,
okay.
E as in an egg.
Okay.
P is in Peter.
Okay.
H is in Henry.
Okay.
Seven.
Okay.
Dot net.
Steph. Dot net.
Yeah. Just like Stephanie, part of Stephanie, like Steph, seven.
Yeah.
Dot net.
And I put www or just write it?
You can just put steph7.net. You can do www.steph7.net.
Okay.
If you think that it'll work either way.
Okay.
And it'll show you the ohm, but I'm going to send it to you right now.
Okay.
And I'm sending it as we speak.
Okay.
I do have a woman coming through here. I've got a woman appearing here. She's about 5. I'm going to tell you she's 5'7", 5'6". She has, you know how somebody has, like, larger hips?
Yeah.
And they're kind of, like, well, you know, they're older, but they're kind of, like, skinny on, in the waist, but then they have the larger hips.
Yeah.
To me, this is a, she looks like this for, darker hair,
mm-hmm.
brown eyes, and she's coming through here, right here in front of the wall, to me. She wants me to tell you something about, I'm supposed to tell you your family, God, this is hard to say. Did you lose a brother?
No. Never. Maybe, the only thing I know is that I
Who's
just recently
brother? The
lost.
The brother is fine.
Oh, I just lost an aunt recently, but I have an uncle who's not doing too well, like
health-wise. Okay, well, she wants me to tell, listen, she wanted me to tell you that the brother is fine. Now, that would be her brother?
Yes, I think if it's the person I'm thinking of.
Well, she, right next to her, the words appear, this is a very pretty lady, even if she has large kids.
Yeah.
You recognize her?
Now, is she a young lady, or?
No.
Older,
older,
yes.
Lady.
If older, it could be my grandmother, but the only difference I'm thinking is she's short, though.
Well,
she's not tall.
I'm standing here on the floor, and when pretty people are in spirit, they hover 3 feet above the ground, so it makes them look taller.
Yeah.
Not to sound weird, but that's the truth, and people will back me up on that one. Mary will. don't, because spirits do that. They hover above the ground, usually.
Really?
Nevertheless, let me put it this way. She wanted me to tell you about her brother, or the brother is fine. She mentioned the brother.
The brother, yeah.
Okay, so she's probably talking about your uncle.
Yeah.
My guess.
Yeah.
Okay, I want to bring up the name John also.
John.
John.
The only John that I know is my sister's father-in-law is John, and he's also sick.
All right, well, she's mentioning John.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, that we're targeting the areas where people are sick.
Mm-hmm.
In the meantime, we have probably somebody else waiting, don't we, Mary? Okay.
Well, we're just about at the end of the show. It's 8 o'clock. So.
All right. Well, let me send the ohm to you, Gia, and you tell us if you... Wait a minute. I just smelled... Somebody's drinking or did drink. I smell alcohol.
Oh, I just had some wine.
Okay.
Oh my gosh, that's weird. I had a half a glass of wine, and then I just poured some more. Wow.
Okay. I told you these were not like these are different readings.
Oh my gosh.
Anyway, let me send the ohm to you, and I guess we can wind this up. So you tell us, I can't hear you when I'm sending it as well. So, but if you are feeling something or hearing anything, I don't know what you might feel, if you feel warmth or it comes in different ways to a person.
Mm-hmm.
It's just how open a person is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay,
well, hello?
Go ahead and tell if you...
Yeah, I feel a little warm right now, but I don't know if it's from drinking the wine. I can't tell.
I'm willing to bet that it's probably either the ohm or it's both.
Yeah.
Okay, they're... Gia, I'm supposed to tell you... Okay, you need to... spirit likes to pinpoint areas on the body where... And they just showed me, give me a second, where is this? Your, I think it's your shoulder area.
Yes, it's been hurting me.
And they show that area, so I'm sending the ohm to that right, I think it's the right shoulder there.
Mm-hmm.
Right,
yes,
on
that's
top.
Really weak sometimes,
mm-hmm.
like, and I work out a lot, and
right.
I'm still weak in that area.
Right. You know, it's just like you pull some tendons there.
Yeah.
But that's one of the areas that, so you need to, you know, just be careful there.
Okay.
Let's see where else spirit would show us. What is this? I have no idea. I'm going to just say this. It sounds kind of strange, but I don't know why they'd be showing tattoos.
Mm-hmm.
Pardon me? They're showing the side of someone's neck with tattoos on it.
Oh, really? I don't know, because I don't have any. I want to get them, but I don't have any.
They don't want you to get a tattoo.
Oh, okay.
If you were going to get one, like, on the upper part of your body, I don't think they want... I don't know. You were thinking of getting a tattoo.
Yeah, I was thinking about it, but I know people that have them, so...
Right, right. It seems like I've been shown around the upper neck area.
Yeah.
Where somebody would have a tattoo.
Wow. See, I don't know anyone that has it in that place,
but
I was thinking about that, getting a tattoo in that place, though. Kind
mm-hmm.
of. It was one of the places that I was thinking.
In just the last 2 weeks you were thinking that?
Well, not the last 2 weeks, but, like, more like like last summer. Like.
Okay, last summer. Not a good idea.
Yeah.
just not a good idea. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know why. It just seems like it would. I don't know if you'd get an infection or if. I don't know if it's a warning. I just feel like do not please. And you were thinking. I'm sure you were thinking very strongly, like you almost, you know, almost did it.
Yeah, I
and,
did. It just was the matter of the money for me, because I was having problems with that. Financially, that's why.
I get, Gia, not to sound strange or anything, but you were actually thinking of getting a tattoo in that particular area?
Yeah.
Or around that area?
Yeah.
On your body?
Yeah.
I mean, like around that neck area?
Yeah, I was thinking that. I don't know. I just was going to... I don't know why.
I'll tell you why.
Mm-hmm.
You've had a tattoo there before in a past life.
Oh,
and
really?
It caused... Listen. And it caused your death.
Oh,
and
my
it caused
God.
Your death.
That's
because
amazing.
it looks like some kind of tribal mark.
Oh, my God.
Now, listen. It looks like some kind of tribal... Are you resonating with this, Mary?
Huh?
Pardon me?
What? Pardon?
Are you resonating with this?
No. I was working with your next client. You know, you have one more reading after this.
Oh, I'm
this.
Sorry. Okay.
So I was just...
Yeah, you had... I just had this really creepy feeling about that throat area.
Wow.
And it'd be on I think it's your right side of your neck. And they're showing like a series of circles. And as if it looked like a person, but it was a series of circles, like it's where somebody would live. And they were marked that way. And I believe that it was a traumatic experience for you.
Wow.
And so I don't know if that rings a bell with you, but it sure does with me.
Gosh. Like, do you know how many past lives I have? Like, how many people have? Or, like, do they have one?
That would take another whole reading here.
Oh, wow.
But I wanted to...
That was interesting.
Let's just say that maybe three lifetimes back.
Wow.
And it could be some island-type situation with it started with a P, or could be the Philippines, even the ancient, the older part where the Philippines would have been. I don't know. I can just tell you that I could see these like somebody branded you, like some kind of mark on the net. And to me, this was not a pleasant experience.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm glad you did not get a tattoo. And don't do that, because that would awaken something traumatic. It was, to me, it'd be like waking in a body film, what I call a body film memory from the past life. Are you just making sense to you?
Yeah, it makes very good sense now, because I always felt like I've had a past life too. Like I've always felt like I, you know, like I don't know, like I've had different experiences.
Oh, you have. Believe
me. Yeah, where I felt like I've lived before and stuff. Like.
Oh, you have, my dear.
Yeah.
You know, the thing of it is that I feel like that was a ceremonial kind of thing. It was a ceremony. It was a sacred kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel as if it, but it seemed as if it would cause trauma to you, like your cause your death.
Wow.
Like this is a short life. This is a person who was marked, branded, went through some kind of trauma in this life, in this tribal type thing. And how the Hebrides Islands, Hebrides or something. I can't think of where that is. Somebody else listening might know, but it's like near the equator, I think. Anyway, somebody else, I guess we have to do another reading here. But
okay.
Go to the website and go look at the About Us section where it talks about the gift.
Okay.
And the om and everything. So,
all right.
I'm glad you didn't get that tattoo.
Okay.
Well, can I ask you a question before you leave, though?
Yeah.
I was just curious, what type of tattoo were you going to put on your neck?
I wasn't sure. I was just probably going to get letters or something like
no.
that. Like,
no.
Well, that's what it was almost like runes, huh?
Yeah, something like that.
But you're not going to now, right?
No.
Okay.
Not now after you talk to me.
No.
Okay, yeah. You take Steph's advice.
All right.
Okay. And it was very nice. And thank you for waiting. Okay,
you're
being patient. Okay.
It was nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
And again.
Take care.
Uh-huh.
Okay,
thank you.
You guys too. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Welcome.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, my God, Mary.
Okay.
You can't believe what was going on.
Okay, now hold on just a second, Steph.
Oh.
Hey, hello? Steph?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, this one's going to be just an IM, okay?
Oh, okay. Is all
right.
The last one, then?
This is the last one. And this is a Ray from New Jersey.
Okay.
And while Steph is picking up his energy, just a reminder to you that you are listening to BUFO Radio at BurlingtonNews.net, and we want to thank you all for your listening support and remind you to get a membership. And I also want to thank Armando very sincerely. Thank you so much for your wonderful contribution you sent in today. It will help a lot. I can't tell you how much it is appreciated. And for those that want to get a membership, go to BurlingtonNews.net/membership. And for $20 a year, you can have access to close to 4 years worth of shows. And you can listen to Steph every Friday night or every other Friday night. Steph's on one Friday night. Following Friday night, Rochelle Spiro. So two of my favorite psychics. One of these days, the two have to meet. As matter of fact, they're both from Arizona. So, and we'll be going down to Arizona the end of June. So maybe I can put Rochelle and Steph together, and me, and then we'll go to the Superstition Mountains.
Yeah.
Rochelle and Steph and me into the Superstition Mountains. Boy, I'll tell you, talk about opening up some portals.
No kidding.
Oh my God.
We won't come back.
Yeah, we'll probably disappear or bring all the little people back home with us. One or two. So, okay. So anyhow, did you pick up anything? He wants just a general reading regarding this year, career related, coming.
Mary, you know there's nothing general.
Yeah, I know. And curious regarding any past lives you might pick up on.
I can tell you, there's one thing. Give me a second. I need to. You know how a basement. They have basements, like probably in New Jersey, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure they have basements there.
I would think so.
I do want to bring up something here that makes me think of a Ray.
He's listening.
Yes. There's a man here with a longish kind of nose, slender features. He's a little bald on top, maybe a little receded, kind of bald there. brown hair, about 5'7", 5'8". I can't tell. It's hovering in the air here. Hair is about medium length to the collar. Looks to be about 50-ish. 52. Long, kind of a longer, more Jewish type nose. I would say more Slavic. I wonder if he recognizes. I don't have a name for this person, but I want to know if he recognizes this person or if that's him.
Yeah. Well, there's like a 10-second delay, so we'll find out.
All right.
And go on.
Oh, you have, I have to repeat all that?
No.
Oh, okay.
Just go on with your reading.
Sorry. I just wondered if he recognized.
Oh, he'll type in if he does, and then
okay.
I'll let you know.
Because sometimes it takes a, it takes time to catch this. I feel like I'm in some portal, I swear. I feel like I'm in, like, a... There's a thing going around and around in the room, like. Ray is very. I don't know if he knows it, but he seems very electric. Electric. There's electricity, electric energy around him. To me, it's like telekinetic, telekinetic type energy. Being taken to the basement. Before you put me on with him, we're in what, New Jersey or Connecticut?
New Jersey.
Okay. One of the things I want to bring up, Ray, if you can understand this.
He says it could be his dad.
His dad. I think it is, definitely. Okay. There's a B initial around that man. Is it Bill, Bob, let's see. Okay, Mary, Ray, you were... there's no other way to say this except I just have to say that you were in the Revolution... From what Spirit is showing me, that you were in the Revolutionary War. Because there's redcoats in here.
She says big nose and ears.
Yes. Big... what?
Well, he was answering, because remember I said there was like a 10-second delay there?
Mm-hmm.
So he was answering you,
mm-hmm.
Could be my dad, then he says big nose and ears.
Big militant ears?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I guess I want to say that when the man appeared, I will not tell you that this is what I would call a person who's going to run up and hug you, take you in their arms. This is a reserved, this is a person who went through pain. It's a strong build.
Now, are you talking about
that man?
The man, okay, mm-hmm. Not his revolutionary life.
Yeah, very, how do I say it? I would say military, but very, very, you know, almost German. Very, I can't put it, very, not what you call really affectionate person. How does that sound? And next to him is a woman coming through here, Mary. Almost looks like a Priscilla or a let me see.
He says it wouldn't have been a B if it was his dad because his dad's name was Ray Senior.
Ray Senior, okay.
Yeah, so that wouldn't have, and you said a B, so that wouldn't have been him.
There's a B initial around him though.
Oh, okay.
From what I could see, almost like wait a minute. I know we're talking to you from Burlington. I wanted to say Binghamton. Anyway, let me go on here. When I think about the red coats, I think about that. Give me a second to get back to... Okay. I don't know why they're doing this, Mary, but they're doing it. They're taking me to the Bible in regarding Ray's career. Okay, there's something else he needs to know. I'm being taken to a church, an education type place, like where a person preaches or they stand up in their orator. How do you say it?
Orator.
Um, There it is talking about speaking engagements, talking about it hasn't unfolded in its stages, and why do I smell manure or fertilizer with Ray, like farming equipment. What is that? Almost like I can, like, so I feel like I'm being a piece of grass that's being mowed here. It's weird.
Could you be smelling like a farm or something?
Could be. This is, oh, Mary, this is so weird. Oh, my gosh. Oh, this is so weird. I have to, oh, gosh. Okay. I need to ask Ray if there was some kind of infection. I can smell blood real clearly, and it either makes me think of an infection in the blood or some form of, I can't get it. I could just for a second, I could smell blood. It's all, I mean, I don't like to say these things. We're trying to piece this together. Ask him if he understands about the orating educational, because this is what Spirit is showing.
Well, he can hear what you're asking.
Okay.
He's listening to the show.
There's the blood again. What's going on here? I need to ask if somebody had, like, a infection in their bowels, intestinal blood, a stool. Oh, this is so frustrating. They're coming. I can smell it again. I smell blood. Somebody's trying to communicate to me here strongly about the blood or infection in the blood or sickness of the blood. Oh, what is this? Does he understand?
I don't know. We'll see when he...
Oh, there it is again. Here, you know I don't make...
Oh, I know. Hopefully he'll answer. I'm writing, what's this about the blood?
Somebody had an infection in their blood. Somebody passed with an infection in their blood. There it is again.
You think now, because you said that you picked him up in a past life in the Revolutionary War.
Right.
You think that's where it's from, or is it from the present?
No, it's present.
Present?
No, it's more present. No, it certainly is not. It almost smells, not to sound weird, but it almost smells like somebody's got an, like, bowels.
Maybe my mom.
Oh, God.
He's saying.
Okay. Because I felt like it was female. Your mom, there it is again, Mary.
She had bowel cancer.
That's it. She must have had some bleeding then.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry. Sorry, Ray. Your mom, Mary, you know how it is, your mom.
Yeah, I know.
Would she be the light-haired lady with the blue eyes that kind of...
She had, apparently, she had many cancers. Apparently, the cancer must have been all the way through her.
Okay.
So, of course, that would have been running through the blood.
She had, like, light hair and blue eyes?
Or we'll find out.
No, I was asking you about your mom.
Who? Me?
Oh, his mother.
His mother. That's where you're picking up the blood.
Oh, okay, yes, that's your mom, yeah.
Cancer.
No, that was the woman that was stepping behind the man that looked stern and all this. I need to ask Charlie. Charles. Charles. Oh, Ray Charles. Okay. Okay, Ray, your mom definitely was, I mean, because this was like, it was so overpowering. It was almost like if my nose were inside the bowel area and I could smell the blood. And so your mother had to have bleeding during that time of her cancer. I saw a woman that maybe might have been his mom. She looked still here, but this woman looked plump, and I don't know. She looked kind of plump and had the lightish grayish blonde hair or something and blue eyes, and I'm not positive if that was the thing. What Who would be Charles if he recognized Charlie?
Don't know.
Okay.
Oh, I'm typing.
Okay. The other thing is they keep showing him in education, some kind of speech.
This woman that had the cancer, you know,
yes.
The bowels, the where you were smelling the blood.
Yes.
Is she standing behind the man with the big
yes.
nose and big ears?
Yes.
Okay.
Almost made me think of the name Polly or Molly or something. There they're showing this again and again and again. They're showing, as God is my witness, universities like Georgetown University. They're showing, I don't know where Georgetown is. It Georgetown, where the heck is that? Georgetown, Georgetown. Where's Georgetown?
I don't know.
But they're showing him, if he's asking about career, they're basically showing some kind of position where a person is speaking, a person is orating, speeches, educational, this kind of thing. I also want to bring up the fact that there seems as if I'm in the basement again, a garage in his house. There has what I believe there's activity there. I have a Joe. There's a land around there where people pass, and there's a man. There's a man in that. There's like I have to say a spirit. What makes me think of an earthbound spirit in the garage or the basement or of his house. Because before you put him on, Mary, it was just so intense. I was like, that's why I said there's major activity going on here.
Yeah, and I remember you saying that. He said that his mother had brown hair, but it was blonder when she was younger.
Okay. Well, they show up like they show, you know.
Yeah.
Like they show up. One of the things, though, as I cannot get away from this school education, and like almost like somebody standing here behind a podium. He's asking, and they're showing.
He's asking New York? I don't know. Is that maybe where that university is in North?
Georgetown University.
I don't know.
Georgetown is where the good heavens. That's where the exorcist, the actual possession of that boy was in Georgetown, I believe. Washington.
Oh,
that's Washington.
Was it?
I think so.
I don't know.
But nevertheless, they're showing me again and again and again. He's talking. He's speaking.
Who's he?
Ray.
Ray Senior, the dad, or
now
him?
I smell fish. This would be somebody that the fishing. I need to ask the fishing connection to him. There's a fish connection, a fishing expedition. Goes out fishing. Person fishing.
Esoterica says Georgetown University is in Washington, D.C.
Okay.
Thank
Washington,
you, Esoterica.
Okay.
She's such a trooper. She's always right in there finding data for me.
That's
you
wonderful.
Know. Yeah.
Well, now,
bless her heart.
The fishing, I smell, oh, there it is again. If Ray fishes or the person fished or somebody was fishing or... Because they're bringing through the smell of fish, and to me that's like somebody that...
Well, he's typing something now. I'm just waiting for it
connection.
To come through.
Who used to...
Okay, he hasn't brought up the fishing connection yet, but he wanted to know about the past life information. What do you have on past life?
Before I do that, I need to tell him that Spirit is drilling this into my head. I mean, literally, I've got
a
drill going in my head about him in education, talking, doing... either motivational speaking, I don't know what this is, but he's going to the head of his class, they say. He's graduating with honors.
Maybe.
And the new job is very
He says he hasn't any fishing information to give you, but he says there could be something in the spiritual sense.
Could be fishermen, who knows? I don't know, but I'm trying to understand what this means about him being the speaker, because when he asks about his career, Spirit automatically takes us to this place where he is speaking behind a podium to groups of people. And Spirit indicates to me that he has done this before.
Hmm.
And that he will do this.
Well, I'm not getting anything about it.
It's okay. He may not understand it because, Mary, you know what? There is no time, present, past, future, whatever.
Yeah.
And this may be somebody else had a... either the mother had the cancer in the urinary tract as well, because I can just now smell urine. I'm gonna say that's probably true. So that can metastasize to the urinary area,
yeah.
And that kind of thing. Tell him, or no, Ray, if you can still hear me, I'm gonna bring up a Diane to you. Diane, don't forget that name, Diane. Okay, she has hazel eyes, curly blondish brown hair, but there's gray roots, or there's dark roots in it. And she's about 56. And you know what? Strange, they're saying the name Ginger, too. How weird. or is it GG? Let me go back to his...
He says, well, I'm going to lay it on the line here. I've got a book coming out.
Okay.
Also, that would probably be the speaking...
I would not doubt that.
Yeah.
You know,
book signing, things like that.
Absolutely. See, and that's how Spirit works, Mary. You know, it's pounds it. You've got to talk, and you know, to these people, you're doing a book signing. Well, one of the things that I want to bring up here.
Yeah, of course, this might bring out lectures. You know.
Yes, absolutely.
You know how books go.
You
never know where. You never know where when after you write a book where it's going to take you.
No, it's true. And one of the things that I want to end with is that if I were to tell Ray, one of the things that Spirit would want me to tell you, Ray, first we saw the Revolutionary War, the Redcoats, yeah, there's no doubt what the Redcoats look like. But as I go further into another time, another place, another time here, I'm going to bring up what looks like doctoring hands, hands of doctors, surgeons. My belief is that he was a doctor, that he doctored people, that he doctored.
A healer, maybe?
Pardon me?
Doctor or healer?
Mm-hmm. But I definitely think surgeon, doctor.
More of the doctor.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So.
Okay. Well, we have gone way over.
I know.
So, anyhow.
We ran late. We went late in.
Yeah, we did. And so, is there anything else that you want to give Ray before?
I can't believe the... I think the Spirit is definitely trying to show him. What the heck was that? I just saw something fly through the air physically. This is weird. Okay. I don't know what that was. I don't know what that was. Okay. Oh, Mary, I don't know what that was. I'm not going to question it. That was
a sign.
Yeah. Our Spirit's trying to show him that there will be success with his book. And what it'll do is it'll leave the east side, the east coast. And what Spirit is showing is that it will go to television. And it'll go to outside of the east to go to the west. So that'll be California. Okay.
All right. Okay.
Does that make any sense to him?
I don't know.
Well, you know,
that makes it hard when you're doing IM because of that that time delay there.
Oh, I know.
He is writing something, but while we're waiting for him to finish writing it, just remember, folks, that you're listening tonight to Stephanie, and she's a metaphysical master. You can go to her website at steph7.net, and now the book still isn't out, right?
No, the book is, I just finished chapter 40 today.
Yeah.
And Right. That means the laws of proximity, protein chapter. I'm going to finish my part of it here in about in just probably. And hopefully we'll be done. I think we'll be done with it this year, at least. And I keep you posted about. I told you about the mediumship research with Dr. Gary Schwartz, and everything seems to be on at this point. But you know what's going to happen when Mercury retrograde lifts tomorrow.
Well, that's my problem too. You know, I've got what, 3 books in the making, and it's just like. Every day there's just more and more things that, you know, I know, and I keep adding and adding and adding.
No, you've got to stop.
Oh, I know. And another thing I want to let you folks know is tomorrow night on our show is going to be Sir Esoterica. We're going to have Sir Clifford Alford on. And along with Mark Amaru Pinkham, and Mark is Mark Amaru Pinkham is my co-writer for our book that we're doing on the giants. And Mark's got quite a lot of books under his belt. He's got The Return of the Serpents of Wisdom, Conversation with the Goddess, The Truth Behind the Christ Myth. He's the founder and director of the International Order of Gnostic or Gnostic Templars, and has the seventh or the seven rays of healing school. And he does spiritual pilgrimages to places like Egypt, England, Scotland, France, Spain, Peru, Sedona. He's done the Da Vinci Code journals or the journeys, and you know, he's just got he's an amazing person. And anyhow, I'm privileged to be writing a book with him on the giants. And he's also writing I think he just finished it, Guardians of the Holy Grail. And that's the Knights Templar, John the Baptist, and the Water of Life. So anyhow, he's doing quite a lot. And so anyhow, he's going to be on tomorrow night, along with Sir Clifford. And they've got something to tell. They've got some information, but they won't tell me exactly what it is. So I'm kind of like even in myself in the dark of the show's going to be on tomorrow night. but knowing those two, it should be really interesting. So, and I think from what Mark said David Childress is going to be responsible for publishing our book. So anyhow, that should be interesting. So, and anyhow, I've got right now over 300 pages. Now I'm in the process of editing it down.
Wow.
You know, well, I've got a lot of information on giants, you know.
Yeah.
You know, it's, I mean, I've researched it for God knows how many years, and, you know, so. But, so I guess both of our books will be coming out real soon.
Oh, I hope so.
Yeah.
Yours will probably come out before.
Huh?
I said, yours will probably come out before.
Don't bet on it.
Don't
bet on it.
I don't know. If spirit will, you know, you just have to sit down and just say, okay, I'm going to do this. I'm doing by my memory now. And but that's okay because, you know, it's memoirs. But it'll come out and help some people. That's what it's about.
Well, yeah, exactly. And like with mine, what I'm trying to do is recover hidden, our lost history. You know, because I'm not only doing that book, but I'm also doing In Search of Ancient Man, and that is just based on the biggest cover-up in the world, and that was our history.
Well, Mary,
we don't even know who we are.
I'll
you know?
Send you mine and you send me yours.
Yeah, that, well, of course. I've got, I have a river of, what is it, River of Fear here.
Right.
Yeah.
I know.
So, yeah, that was a good book.
So do I.
That's your co-writer.
Yeah, Rod P. Davis.
Yeah, he's a good man too.
Yes, he is.
I have to get him on. I haven't had him on for a couple years now. Shame on me.
Oh, time.
Yeah, he's a very interesting person too.
Yes, he is.
Lovely man. Lovely, lovely.
Yeah.
And
so, do you want me to look at those photos then?
Yes. Yeah. And as a matter of fact, you're going to be totally amazed of what you know. Like when you were doing that reading with Teal.
Okay.
All of a sudden, well, apparently it stopped. But When you started doing that, all of a sudden it just felt like this swirling, like a little whirlwind, you know, going around me, you know. And it was just like ice cold. I mean, I was gosh darn cold. I felt like I had to go get my winter jacket on.
Wow.
So anyhow, Dwayne was here, so I had him take some pictures.
Okay.
And you'll actually be able to see this this swirling effect going around me.
Oh.
It actually looks like I'm sitting in the middle of a tornado. So I thought it was a spirit, but it wasn't. What it was somehow. I think I noticed that it happened last Sunday too when I was working with a psychic, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems like what I do is I'm listening to you guys, and what I do is I end up tapping into that mind world. You know, and when I'm tapped into there, I think what it is I just somehow my body ends up opening up a portal. And then all of a sudden, wow, there she goes. But anyhow, you'll be able to see that along with those pictures of that I found or that I took, you know, when you sent the ohm. But, you know, a lot of wonderful things out there that we don't see. And thanks to, you know, there was somebody that wrote in tonight about, about psychics. Well, you know, they says a lot of the psychics, you know, we really don't trust, and you know, and of course, you know, naturally I write back, well, there's two I do trust, and one is Steph and the other is Rochelle Sparrow, you know, and I do totally.
Uh-huh.
But I told them, I says, you're not going to be 100%. The only one that it could ever be 100% is a son of God.
Exactly.
You know, or the Creator himself. I mean, we're getting information, you know, from that world. You know, we kind of like tap into that collective consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
But as we're tapping into it, we're picking, you know, we have to be able to discern what information belongs to what, because I mean, there's a lot of information we're tapping into, and you know, you might be a psychic could be giving a reading on Joe Blow or something like that, and as they're getting all that information, some information from Susie Wong pops in, you know? And it's just like, well, you know, that's what happens, you know, because you're tapping into this whole field of information, and it's just, you know, so I mean, it's not that you're getting wrong information, you're just getting a lot of information, and then it's just being able to figure out what information belongs to who, and then when does it fit into that time frame? Was it a past event, present, or future?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you could bring something up like Nancy, and a person says, well, I don't know any Nancy, but the next day they go around the street corner and bam, they run right into, guess who? Nancy,
know?
Oh, yeah. But I think the greatest thing about psychic readings is that it validates what we already know a lot of times.
It does.
You know?
For me, when I'm with the difference with the sending of the ohm and everything, you can't imagine what the ohm pulls in.
Yeah.
Who it pulls in, what it pulls in, you know, and just...
Well, especially with you, it has to be so difficult because you're not only getting words and picture images, but you're getting smells and tastes and emotion, you know, so much more than, you know, I sit back and I find myself totally amazed. You know, you guys all say, you know, I'm psychic, but I would never claim to be a psychic because I could never, I don't think I could ever be able to tap in the way you guys can do it. You know, it's just, you know, I love listening to the readings because they just totally amaze me. It's like, how could they possibly do that? But of course, I guess you're teaching us it. I think one of the first things we have to do is believe. And with you doing your readings and that, it validates us enough where we do start to believe, and then once we start believing, then we become more and more capable. you know.
Yes, exactly.
So, I mean, so your work is, I guess, to make a long story short,
mm-hmm.
Steph, your work is very valuable and
it's
very much appreciated by us, as well as all of our listeners.
Well, you know, Mary, the thing we're doing, not only doing the reading, but at the same time, I don't know if you know, I mean, but it's so, to send the Om at the same time, we're doing not just the reading, but we're doing a healing at the same time.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's like, okay. And, but I can't do it any other way. And since I have discovered what the Om really is and how powerful it is, it's just part of everything. And it's, doesn't, you know, and who knows what it's doing to that, well, I don't mean doing to a person, but everyone actually felt it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, that's like with being able to photograph this stuff, you know, as
mm-hmm.
you're putting it out. It's great because it, so many people, they need that physical proof, you know.
They do, and then they can go and they go, oh, look at that. Like that tree that's on your, when you get to your website, and there looks like a, looks like some kind of a being in a tree. I don't know what it is. I don't know if somebody's standing in a tree, but it looks like some kind of, it looks like a tree. It's a tree. It's black and white, and then there's this being, and I don't know what it is.
That one on the limb, that tree gnome.
Yeah,
yeah, my tree gnome, wood gnome, wood nymph.
Yeah,
wood nymph. I guess it was. Yeah, I mean, and that stuff is all around us. All around us.
It is.
But, I mean, how many people even notice the people that pass them on the street?
That's right.
You know? And to even say what color of dress they have on, if they're a woman, or, you know, if the man's wearing a hat, or they're blonde, or they're brunette, whatever. I mean, most people could never tell you who they've met during the day, or who they've passed.
Well, you know, that's true, but you know how? Okay, like pretend you were, just say you were sitting in front of a horse, and you were sitting there, and you would know what that experience felt like, and you know what the color of the horse was, and what time of day it was, and just what it'd be like to go out and sit in a horse in front of a horse. And the other day when I was sending the Om, I found myself propelled to the horse down around the corner of this little baby horse that was just born, and Mary was just. Like my body was there with these horses, just like if I was literally had gone down the road and was sitting in front of these horses.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's called apportation.
I mean, it was so cute.
Or was it apportation, or did you like remote? You said you actually felt like you're physically there, though, right? It wasn't remote viewing.
No,
it was actually you transferred
like
yourself
gone,
there.
Yeah. I felt like I was sitting on the hay with this baby horse. See, and I was sending the Om to the horse that I send that's been going through the healing sessions right now in the work that I'm doing. And I was, but this was different. This was like if I had gone down the road and was sitting there, just like sitting right there. So I don't know you know what I mean?
Well, I know that there is one term for it, you know, but I don't know if that's exactly what happened to you, but it's apportation, where you can literally, you know, put your body in another place. You know, and you can do it physically as well as visually. Like H.P. Blavatsky used to be able to be in two places physically at the same time and carry on conversation with both people. And each one of those persons swore it was her that they were talking to, not, you know, a manifestation, you know.
I have had
so many mystical things out there, you know.
Yeah. Maybe that's what it was. You know, I'm not going to sit here and say it wasn't. And
well, I mean, what's mystical, though? I mean, is it... To me, mystical is reality.
Oh. I was there.
Yeah.
I was there. And it, you know what? The thing of it is I would have sworn that the horses would have, looked down and saw me sitting there. I don't know how to explain it, but that's how it looked.
Well, you know, I always often wondered sometimes, too, you know, like how you did that. Because a lot of people, they'll have an OBE, you know, they'll just step out of their body and they end up someplace else, right?
Right.
And, but, I mean, you know, they're not physical, I mean, so nobody else can see them. But sometimes they'll catch just a little bit of them, or they'll feel them walk by them. And a lot of people mistake them for ghosts.
Right.
But, I mean, you know... are they go, you know, because, I mean, you know, we just, it's like anything else that we, and this is one of the reasons I hate tags, because we try to put everything in a nice, neat little package and put a name to it. But, I mean, what, you know, I mean, what is a ghost? I mean, because, I mean, whatever you're sensing, it does not mean that it is a person that has crossed over and has been caught in an after, or caught in between dimensions or anything. It could be a person that has had an out-of-body experience, like what happened to you when you went to be with those horses, or it could be a person that is even remote viewing, a person that is another person that's crossed over. It could be an entity, you know, like alien entity, or it could be an interdimensional entity. It could be fairies, trolls, you know, there's so much, and these are just things that we know of.
And
I think what else we haven't even begun to tap into out there.
You know, when somebody, for instance, like somebody appears, it's kind of like how they look, you know, like during a reading. If somebody appears during a reading, I look at them like, how do they look to me? Are they kind of see-through? Are they kind of faded looking? And if they're kind of faded or that, whatever, I can, you know, that's kind of a clue that they may, you know, they're probably passed on.
Yeah.
And just the feeling that comes from it. However, they come through as a living spirit, as a person that the person knows, and it's like, are you passed on or are you alive?
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's kind of like the feeling that comes from it. And then it's kind of like, okay, then it's easier to decipher.
Yeah, and I think that's the bottom line. I think what you're saying is that, or describing is what the Bible says about learning to discern the spirit.
That's exactly true. And, you know, it's a matter of protecting yourself as well. And I remember not just last week, we were listening to one of your broadcasts. You were talking to some lady about her book, and you were talking about going in the haunted woods and how the spirits actually have physically tripped you.
Yeah.
Pulled your hair.
Yeah.
Good grief, Mary.
Yeah.
And you know that you come from your Christianity, fundamentalist as a fundamentalist, the past fundamentalist or whatever, as you were born-again Christian, you know as well as I do that people in this genre or whatever would say, oh, Mary, you're dealing with demons.
Well, my daughter, she's still caught in that trap. And she does, she does not like me doing the work I do. I mean, she'll literally break down in tears and beg me not to be involved in this stuff.
Oh, my goodness.
But I can understand it, because at her age, I was doing the same thing. You know, everything was tagged demons. You know, if it wasn't something that the Bible could, you know, that you could go to your priest and your priest didn't say it was okay, then it was demonic.
But you can't do that. It's not, you can't, how do I say this? You can't just label, like you said, you can't just label it, okay, that's a poltergeist, that's a this. What, it might be a poltergeist? You know, it might just be an earthbound person. It like you said, or it could be somebody projecting their spirit.
Mm-hmm. So many things. And you know, like out there in the woods, they've never really pulled hard. You know, they just pick up the hair and just kind of like pull it a little bit, you know, like, or lift it up.
Yeah, but it's okay. And you could tell, I would tell your daughter this. Mary, you know, I'll be sitting at the computer, I'll be laying in bed. And I know the touch of the angels, and I'm sure you do too.
Yeah.
It's such a soft little touch on your head.
Yeah.
And then play with your hair.
Yeah.
And it's that feeling like, oh, you're with, you know, we're with you.
And when you walk in a protective light, you know, you know, whatever you want to call that light, a God light or whatever, you know, light of Christ, light of Buddha, or, you know, just the light of protection, whatever. If you are a that source. Mm-hmm. Okay, you know, I don't fear walking into places. You know, I still go. You know, it scares me. Physically scares me. Okay, just like if a physical person jumped out and said "boo," I'd be physically scared and scream, right? But I'd also have enough sense to know that that person wasn't of danger where I'm going to shoot him either, you know, and I'm not going to send that spirit to the gates of hell, you know, because you know he scared me. But you know, but so I go out all the time, you know, and I face this stuff because I know I'm protected. I feel that, and I know that I have enough angels around me and enough guiding spirits around me that even if I encountered something there, I'd still be protected from it. Somehow, some way, I'd be protected.
You would.
And I'd also know that just my sense of survival would tell me to get the heck out of there. And I do. When I encounter something that I don't feel safe with, I turn everybody around. I say, we're leaving. They say, why? And I say, I'll tell you later, because I don't want to feed that fear. You know?
And here's another thing. It's like you know that there's practicing, and I'm not criticizing, but you know there's practicing black witchcraft people out there.
Oh, yeah.
People that don't use it for the right reasons.
Right.
That kind of thing. But there's something very interesting here, and I wish your daughter could hear it. I don't challenge God, and I know you don't either, but I have come basically before the throne of God, and I have said, and I basically said, my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for my sins, da-da-da-da-da. Just did this last year because of what was going on with reincarnation and all the stuff that Rod and I were talking about. And all the stuff that was going on, voices coming in on a tape, you know, electric voice phenomenon, all that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And I said to God, I said, if this is not of you, I said, if the Om is not of you, I said, if me seeing the spiritual eye is not of you, because I see it all the time, it's been flashing all the time during the readings, all the time you're talking, just a way of saying, here I am, I'm with you guys, I'm here, I'm God, don't, you know, here I am.
Yeah.
If any of the things, my sense of smell, any of it, I said, is not of you, is not of the white light, is not of God, is not of Christ consciousness, I said, then take it away.
Yeah.
Mary, you know how scary that was?
Yeah, I do.
It didn't go away.
No. And you also know, because you're the same as I, you've learned how to discern the spirit. And you know that if something comes out of love, mm-hmm. and it never gives hurt, you know, or pain,
no.
then it is of God. But, you know, and you know, even things that I know is of the light, okay,
yeah.
I still, even though I'm aware it is of that, I still watch it. Because I know that if I ever, because we can all be deceived, you know. And so, you know, I no matter what, I still test. I test all the time. When I see things, and if I see something all of a sudden inflicting pain, inflicting hurt, confusion, chaos, or whatever,
yes.
all of a sudden I say, uh-oh,
that's right.
Wrong thing.
And my dad told me, he said, even the most ardent of saints can be deceived.
Yeah.
So a person must be on the guard at all times. And
but as long as the Om is providing the world with love and good things, then right up until the time, and all of a sudden, if it ever changed, right up until that point of time, it is of a God. But it, like, all of a sudden, let's just say, for instance, all of a sudden it started showing you another side, I am sure that you would cease using it, just as I would. You know, my different little things that I have going. You know?
I would. I would turn it off in a second.
Yeah.
The only thing is that I know that it wakens a God force in people.
Yeah, it
it's
does.
It's already inside them.
Yeah.
And that's what it's doing, is waking up that kingdom of God inside them.
And not only does the Om do it, you do it. You do it by giving validation in your readings, you know. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and all my listeners, every one of them, can tell you I am very, very careful of who I put on, you know, as far as psychic readings go. When it comes to, if all of a sudden, you know, I could have a psychic on, and I feel that person out, and, you know, I may have them on once, you know, but I won't have them on again, because of the fact that if I don't feel that they are of what is good for my listeners and for, you know, for all of our people out there, you know, that are searching the path of truth. I won't deal with them. Simple as that.
Well, you know, and people, I think Rochelle Sparrow, hasn't she been on Jack, so she's been on Art Bell?
I don't know if she has or not. I wouldn't doubt it. You know, I know she's been on Shirley MacLaine. You know.
She's been on. She's been on either Art Bell or Shirley, one or the other. But Shirley MacLaine wouldn't have her on. And the thing of it is that.
No, she's on Shirley's.
Oh, is she? Okay.
Yeah, and then plus that she does Shirley MacLaine has that room. Talk room or something. And she has Rochelle on there, giving readings.
I wonder what Shirley MacLaine would think of me on.
Well, I'm sure she'd love it, you know. She's, from what I understand from what Rochelle said, that she's very open, you know. I have to give Shirley MacLaine a lot of credit for getting me involved. The first book I read that started me on my path was that Out on a Limb. And I'm reading it thinking, my God, that woman is crazy. You know what I mean? I really did. And then she says that we are all gods. I thought, I start crossing myself all over, praying for, just like my daughter does for me now. But,
I was going to say that during, Mary, during Tio's reading, I just realized who might have been coming through here because it was such a strong Indian presence. That it made me now think that it might be Red Elk.
Well, let me tell you, before you get into it, Teal lives up in the northern part of Wisconsin, and he had a UFO encounter with missing time. And then after that, his whole family had missing time. And then the next thing they know, they see the light. Next thing they know, they're in their car pointing the wrong direction or whatever, and time has gone by and they have no memory of it. But then they just kind of like canceled it out. Nobody ever talked about it. They forgot it. And then all of a sudden, as many abductees, he started remembering and having flashbacks.
Okay.
But in his area, and the same thing happens here too, the people will hear the chanting of Indians. And see, he has that up there where he's at. All of a sudden, there's no Indians, physical Indians there, but you can hear the Indians, and the chanting and the drum beats and things like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
I assume that's what you had picked up.
Oh, it is.
It's very loud. Yeah. Yeah. It may have been Red Elk, but I think that's probably, knowing the history behind Teal, what he's going through and... he's gotten quite famous here in Wisconsin, actually. Brian Fike and Jerry Pippin, I think, myself, we all kind of write about him, what he's been doing.
Oh,
but,
cool.
Yeah. So, and that's where you're picking up this large website. It's not so much that he has a website, but there's so many websites that have printed his story,
I understand. Such a nice man. But I just wonder that, a lot of times when somebody's thinking about you, their thought form comes through and...
Well, Red Elk could be thinking about me because I canceled the show last night, too.
That could be.
I'm still kind of hiding from him.
Uh-oh, he's thinking about you, Mary.
I had to. I had so much work yesterday to do that. With my income taxes and getting the paperwork ready, inventory and shipping. It was just all of a sudden I had to just stop doing everything and take care of things before it started. It came back and bit me in the butt. You know how that goes.
Well, I can tell you this. I know we have to go here, but I told my mom about Helena Blavatsky.
Uh-huh.
And she was very, very impressed. And I told her, and she just told me, she goes, she must have felt very comfortable with you. And I was like, oh, okay.
Oh, I'll tell you, there's no one I admire most than Blavatsky.
And she knew who Annie Besant was and everything, so.
Yeah. And you see, now, and this is, and Ted, from Poland, is involved in this, with Blavatsky as well.
Wow.
So I'm seeing a connection coming together,
you know.
Oh, definitely.
Coming someplace off to the side, but it's coming in. I'm seeing this pattern developing with Blavatsky. And, but you know what was really funny, too, is, no, see, listeners, yes, I know the show is supposed to be between 6 and 8, but you have to remember, this is girl talk here, okay? This is Steph and me, okay? So we got to do our little girl talk, okay? So just join in. But what I was going to tell you is, it was really something that Blavatsky came in when she did. Because, what was that other woman that you brought up? Her name, what was it?
Annie Besant.
Okay. What was so totally interesting about that is, Blavatsky came in with you to give me all these messages, right? And to tell me, and then she was talking about Annie Besant, things like that. Well, the very next day, because I didn't know, I was doing a show with Jerry E. Smith, and he just put out a book called Spear of Destiny.
Mm-hmm.
If you ever get a chance to get that book, get it. It's one of the most wonderful books I ever read.
We sure will.
But anyhow, a lot of his book is featured around.
Helena Blavatsky.
Right. And Annie Besant. Uh-huh. And Wilhelm Reich.
Oh my God.
The Hitler in the Fourth Reich, in the occult of the World War II and things like that. I'm sitting there and I'm listening to him talk, and it was like deja vu, because as I'm hearing him talk about Annie Besant and Blavatsky and all that, I think these are the same things that Blavatsky came through the night before with Steph.
No kidding.
So it was like, it was almost like she wanted to come through and, you know, for some reason, I really think that a lot had to do with who I was going to be interviewing the next night, or based on that Spear of Destiny somehow. There was something, there was a connection between your show and Jerry Smith's show, Blavatsky and the Spear of Destiny. How it all worked, don't know quite yet, but trust me, that was the reason she came in. Or it was the reason Spear of Destiny was on the following show, because of the fact that, you know how that is, past, present, and future kind of come together as one. So just because Jerry came after her makes no difference, you know.
It's just an amazing thing. And really, well, tonight we were talking, I mean, I don't want to sound casual here, because I never want to sound casual about any of these personages.
No.
But, you know, the Blessed Mother is nothing to mess around with either.
No.
That was I can't explain it. You just know when it's a true transmission.
Yeah.
I don't know how else to say it.
Yeah.
It kind of just holds you spellbound, and you go, okay, and what? Okay. And thank God that, you know, T.O. knew about this and made sense to him. It was pretty powerful in here, Mary.
And you were just right on with T.O. I mean, and, you know, and you were so right on. That's why I had to interrupt the show tonight to tell people, these guys don't know each other, honestly. You know, but I mean, I could, you know, so I'm sure that Tilo is quite impressed.
I hope he, like, emails me or something.
Well, if you want him to, I'm sure he will. And he's part of it somehow, some way. It's and Ted, you know, as well, from Holland. I don't know what's coming together yet. And Esoterica, all of us, somehow, some way, there's something being slowly put together.
Right.
And at some point in time, it'll be a big enough picture that we can figure it out.
Could be that TV show that you keep seeing.
Well, maybe. Well, yeah, as a matter of fact, speaking about that, Laura, I had Laura Held. I do the BUFO files. As a matter of fact, you'll be meeting her Sunday. We do the BUFO files on Sunday, and she's already started the ball in motion as far as us doing a television program here.
I believe it.
You know, so anyhow, it's starting small. It looks like it'll be PBS first, but we need to learn the ropes, and then focus on what I want
is what you said. I want a 24/7 station, and then have everyone have their own spot, hourly spot.
Wow.
Where it runs 24/7.
That'd be wonderful.
Yeah. It'll be a powerful tool to get truth out.
It definitely will.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, the dark force has owned the airwaves long enough. Now it's time for the light force to use it.
Just as soon as you said that, I could smell roses, and I mean, it was like rose colors or rose oil. It was just like, I know what that is.
Yeah.
That's confirmation.
Yeah.
So, well, anyway, no, I did meet Laura, didn't I? Who was it that somebody was talking? Did I meet somebody the other last time? Her mother came through or something. Was it Laura?
Laura. Mother came through last time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good grief.
Yeah, she's a good person. She's a nice lady. And and then folks, by the way, Steph. Now I'm thinking Rochelle, so apparently Rochelle's coming through now too. But like I said, both of you two, there's two psychics that truly represent the UFO, and that is Steph and Rochelle. And I love them both very dearly and trust them both.
Thank you, Mary.
You know, so they're my sisters. So, but anyhow, Steph is going to be doing some of the spots on Sunday night spots on BUFO Files. And BUFO Files is like investigations that we do here at BUFO. And then, you know, we take the pictures, and then Rochelle, there we go again. And then Steph turns around, and then she'll look at the pictures and talk about them, and then pick up on all the other things that she picks up on that no one can do like Steph can. So, you know, we tried others, but I just can't be happy unless it's either you or Rochelle doing it. It's just like, I'm too loyal to you guys. I don't know.
No,
I don't think so though. I just know what works for us, you know, and There's, you know, no offense to a lot of the psychics out there, you know, but, you know, as far as, you know, I mean, just, you know, it's, there's just, I don't know, you guys are both, you're top notch. I mean, you're the best in the field as far as I'm concerned.
Oh,
you know, John Edwards or Sylvie Brown or those guys came in and says, can we have the spot? I'd say no. I would. No, thank you. But I'll have you on as a. I'd have you on as a guest. No, I'm serious. I'm a very loyal person. I know my spirit, you know, and uh-huh. I've judged well, you know, and but they're welcome to be on as a guest, you know. But we do what's good for BUFO and for our listeners, and that's what you're good for, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You're good for truth. You're good for it. See, because with you, you not only give information, but you use that as a teaching tool, and that's what I'm looking for, is a tool to teach people that they are capable of all these miracles.
That's very true. Exactly. Very true. And that's how it's projected to them, and hopefully that they, you know, gain this understanding from it. This show is helping people, Mary, because I was contacted, and let's put it this way, this person had a UFO experience, and the OM was sent to them, and we had further contact after the show. They had a reading, and they were very grateful, and I was like, oh, God, I had to deal with grave and everything, but that's okay.
They're there too.
Anyway.
But, you know, that's part of her job, though.
So now you're going to send these pictures to me?
Yeah, I'll... I'll send them to you.
Okay.
Because that way you get a bigger picture than what it shows up in that Yahoo file.
Okay, and just tell me what time this is.
Okay, well, right now what I'm going to do is we're going to call this at the end of the show, and then I'm going to probably go upstairs and relax a little bit.
Yeah,
I don't. Does these type of shows take a lot of energy out of you? They do me.
Yes.
You know, I always feel that afterwards. I just like, you know, I'm pumped for the show, but then after the show is done, I just drained. I need to regenerate, you know, build that energy back on, up again.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah, so.
Anyway, it was wonderful, had a wonderful time.
Well, we always do when we get together.
Yeah.
And that's with all of you listeners, that we're a family here. And bless you all for listening tonight. And we'll talk to you again, Steph.
Okay.
Steph7.net at Sunday night at 7.
Okay, that's 5.
Oh, wait, that'll be 7:30 for you, because what we do is we talk for, Laura and I talk for about a half an hour, and then I'll have you call you up at 7:30.
7:30 our time?
Central time,
so that's 5:30 our time. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
All
right.
Alrighty. Sending love.
Okay.
Okay.
Talk to you soon.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, bye.